Well, I think we're back on the air up here. High above Sable Memorial Ballpark.
Internet troubles, but hey, better now than two innings into the game.
Yeah.
So
Carter, you were saying you had us rolling with our pregame show. Take it away, my friend.
So, yeah, just kind of picking up where we left off. This Salem team, yes, they dropped 5-6 to Lynchburg last week, but at the same time, it's the first time they've lost a series since the third week of April. So while the Red Sox may not be playing their best baseball coming back home, there is certainly some light at the end of the tunnel. And I think one of the big things that people are excited about, and we were excited about it all pregame, is Brooks Brannan is back in Salem. I know he's somebody a lot of Red Sox fans are very high on. 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization.
Yeah, Brooks Brannan, a guy that, first and foremost, only got to play six games here last year. He's battled through injuries throughout the younger portions of his career, but kind of highly touted out of high school, ended up electing to take the draft pick instead of playing at the University of North Carolina, where he was originally committed and stepped foot on campus for about 4 days, and decided that the Red Sox was the way to go for him, and just been such a bright spot in the organization, both on and off the field. He's a guy that can truly be a glue piece in your clubhouse, and that's what I'm most excited for with Brooks Brannan, a contagious smile and positivity both for the game and for his teammates. And so it just brought a different element to having him here this week, here, Carter.
Well, a lot of people are excited about Brooks Brannan. Another one to be excited about, and I guess before we really dive into him, let's look at this past week in terms of some roster movement, because we've seen quite a bit of that. For the first time this year, while we've seen some guys get promoted left and right, for the first time we saw kind of a, I don't want to say mass exodus, but we've seen more so of a larger group get promoted to Portland, or to Greenville, I should say, and rightfully so. You look at somebody like a Blake Wehunt, he gets promoted to Greenville after such a strong start to his season here in Salem. 8 starts, he had a 2.16 ERA, so he's off to high A. Justin St. Garcia is off to high A. That was as of last Tuesday, so after he led the team for quite a long period of time from an average standpoint, he's off to the high A level. And then the most recent one, well, actually, we just touched on Blake Wehunt. Also, looking back to last week, Jedickson Paez is also heading to the high A level as well. So with Wehunt going up, which was as of today, the corresponding move for him is Ovis Portes. He comes up from the FCL, and I think a lot of people are excited to see what he can do here at in affiliated ball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you're talking about a guy that threw four games thus far in the minor leagues, in the Florida Complex Leagues. Carter, he hasn't allowed a single run.
Yeah.
Zero on the earned run average, not to mention his 16 strikeouts and 13 innings pitched. How will that translate up here? Well, the beautiful thing is we're going to get an opportunity to see that here tonight. There is a big jump, and probably the biggest jump in all of minor league baseball is going from the complex leagues to true affiliated single-A baseball. But with that being said, really excited to see a debut like this, because this whole organization, but especially on the bottom half, has had an embarrassment of riches in pitching talent. We've seen it here in Salem, and that's why they're one of the leaders in the Carolina League in pitching statistics. And then you lose guys like Wehunt and Paez, and you got to think a guy like Ingracia is not far behind when it comes to that as far as the development goes. So when you can kind of rinse and repeat and reload in the chamber, that's a good spot to be if you're the Sox.
No doubt about it. Portes comes up. You mentioned his numbers so far on the season. Also, guys hit just 119 against him in the Florida Complex League. So certainly worthy of making the jump. Well, we're about to step aside for the first time today. The Sox and the Wood Ducks coming up here in just about 15 minutes here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll step aside and be right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
We're rolling on with our pregame report for game one of six in this six-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the Down East Wood Ducks. Well, it's time for tonight's starting lineups here this evening in Salem. Let's first look at the Down East Wood Ducks, penciled in by second-year manager Carlos Maldonado, and who come in at 28-22 on the season. Take it away, Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Well, top of the order for the Down East Wood Ducks, 27 in orange tonight. Ekedri Vargas plays shortstop. He's followed up by the third baseman in Glader Figueroa. Eric Alvarez plays second base and bats third for the Wood Ducks. And batting cleanup, Arturo Disla, he will play at first base. Marcus Smith is the center fielder, and he bats fifth. Julian Brock is the catcher behind the dish, and he bats sixth. Wadi Mendez is the designated hitter. He bats seventh for Down East. Marcos Torres is the right fielder, ready to bat eighth. And rounding out the batting order in the ninth spot, the left fielder, Tommy Specht. I'll tell you what, Carter, we've talked about how impressive Ovis Portes is and Red Sox pitchers as a whole this season with the promotion of both Blake Wehunt and Jedickson Paez, but I'll raise you this for the Wood Ducks. David DeValio is very impressive in his own right. 1-1 on the year, a 1.89 earned run average. He's tossed 33 and a third innings, a 2.84 career ERA, and he has 6 walks to 31 strikeouts so far this year, an opposing batting average of .214, another impressive arm in the Carolina League North.
Yes, and the Wood Ducks have plenty of them. Alejandro Rosario, who we may see later in the series, just won the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week. So this Wood Ducks team, they come in rolling, and here is who they will be facing off against tonight. And here is your Salem Red Sox starting lineup penciled in by second-year manager Liam Carroll. And it's an interesting one, and for the first time this year, we see this 1-9. Leading off is the shortstop, Nizan Zanatello, the eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. Came back from injury just about 2 weeks ago and still trying to really get things going offensively. But some nice performances this past week in the series loss to Lynchburg. He leads off and plays short. The third baseman, Antonio Anderson, bats second. The 18th best prospect in the Red Sox organization is down at the hot corner tonight. Nellie Taylor is the center fielder. He bats third. Most recently, the defensive player of the month in the Carolina League. He was named that was earlier today after a sparkling start to his year defensively here in Salem. So 1-2-3, Zanatello, Anderson, and Nellie Taylor. No Miguel Blaise, don't really have a lot on him per se after being in and out of the lineup a week ago, but he's not in the lineup tonight here in Salem. Making his affiliated debut in the 2024 season, and behind the plate, it's Brooks Brannan, the 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. And as Gio alluded to, kind of got an interesting story, a ninth-round pick 2 years ago back in 2022, committed to the University of North Carolina out of high school and just outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina in Lexington. And he once again is back in Salem after playing in 6 games here at Salem Memorial Ballpark a season ago. Fraley Encarnacion is the first baseman. He bats fifth. And then Marvin Alcantara plays second. He is in the sixth hole. So 4-5-6, Brandon Encarnacion and Alcantara. The left fielder, Andy Lugo, bats seventh, and we were talking about this coming over here, Gio. Quietly, and this has been a talking point all year, he has been one of the anchors in the Salem Red Sox order. He's currently has 13 doubles so far on the season. Well, that's third best in the Carolina League. And then on top of that, too, you look at his average overall, climbing now above 275. So a nice start here in 2024 for Andy Lugo. The designated hitter, Albert Feliz, bats eighth for the Salem Red Sox. And then rounding out the starting nine in the nine hole, it's the right fielder, Stanley Tucker. So 7-8-9 in the order, Lugo, Feliz, and Tucker. And you alluded to this, Ovis Portes is on the bump. And just in case you're just joining us on the pregame report, and because it was a little bit shaky to start with the Wi-Fi issue, once again for Portis, this is the corresponding move for Blake Wehunt, who just was promoted to High A Greenville earlier today. Three guys over this past week have been promoted from Salem to Greenville. Jedickson Paez, Jocelyn Garcia were promoted last Tuesday, and then Wehunt was promoted to Greenville today. So the corresponding move was Ovis Portes from the Florida Complex League, and boy, oh boy, is this deserved. He's 2-0 so far this season down in the FCL. Has not yielded a run. Four appearances. This is his first start. Should see him for around three innings tonight. He did have two saves down in the FCL as well. 13 innings pitched, 16 strikeouts for the 19-year-old in Portes. Also, hitters hit just 119 against him down in the FCL. They're hitting just, how about this, 123 off of him in his minor league career. So his first ever affiliated ball start is here tonight in Salem, and it should be a good one between the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks. Again, Salem, they're coming off of losing 5-6 to the Lynchburg Hillcats a week ago. That was the Red Sox's first series loss since the third week of the season when the Red Sox fell to that same Hillcats team right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. That was a series loss, losing 5-6. On the flip side of things, and you touched on this early in the pregame report, Mr. Heater, the Wood Ducks overall, you look at things recently for Downies. While their numbers don't jump off the page offensively, they hit just 218 as a team, they just find ways to win. They've won their last two. They've won eight of their last 12. And all of a sudden, creepily, they're just 4.5 back of first at 28-22. And they just won a series against the Fredericksburg Nationals, winning 4-6 down in Kinston, North Carolina. So I think it should be a pretty good series here in Salem for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, you got two teams kind of on opposite paths, but the team that had a rough week and it is kind of out and hunting revenge in a way, it gets to come home. And that always kind of evens the tides a little bit and a chance to kind of quiet the storm a little bit, because down east, like you mentioned, three series victories in a row. They've taken 4-6 in the last two and then took 5-6 3 weeks ago. So this is a team that's playing their best baseball of the year to this point. And the Red Sox were playing their best baseball of the year to this point heading into the road trip that they just went on. And so they're trying to get back to that stature.
Well, so since this is the first time that we've talked to you all in about 9 days, let's update you on the Carolina League standings. And, unfortunately, it doesn't exactly favor the Red Sox right now, but still plenty of time left to go in the season. How about this? The Carolina Mudcats are playing dang good baseball. They won six in a row. They swept a six-game set against the Delmarva Shorebirds last week in Zebulon. They're now 32-17 and have a four-game lead for first ahead of both the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Lynchburg Hillcats, who are both 29-22. These Downey's Wood Ducks, they're 4.5 back at 28-22. They played one last game at a game postponed earlier this season, I believe against Carolina back in April, so looking to make that up later in the year. And then you look at the Red Sox, they're 24-27. They're a little bit of a step back, 4.5 back of the Wood Ducks and 9 back of first at 24-27. And then the Delmarva Shorebirds are struggling once again. They've lost 8 in a row. They are 1 for their last 10, and they are 15-35. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, the single-A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, are at this point, they're running away with the Carolina League South after a close battle to start the season. 31-19. They've won 5 in a row, have won 9 of the last 10, and are 6.5 games up on both the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Columbia Fireflies. Also important to note, the Cannonballers are the lone team in that division above 500. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans are 23-27. They are 8 back of first, and then the Charleston River Dogs are 21-29. They're 10 back of first, and then the Augusta Green Jackets are 20-30, 11 back of first after the Green Jackets have started to scuffle and have lost 8 of their last 10. Well, it should be a good one tonight here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Wood Ducks and the Red Sox down east at 28-22, and the Red Sox at 24-27. First pitch on the other side of this break, but for now, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanna Heater and Carter Hill.
All set and ready to go for Tuesday night baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Game one of six in this six-game set between the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Down East Wood Ducks, the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. And starting us off on play-by-play duties for tonight's contest, let's turn it over to Giovanni Heater.
Oh, appreciate it, Carter. How about this? Another treat. A spectacular night for baseball. Good crowd on hand. And the Red Sox return home, an opportunity for a fresh start after dropping 5 of 6 on the road to the Lynchburg Hillcats in the 460 rivalry a week ago. The Red Sox come back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, and they do it with just a hint of a new look. New pitcher on the hill making his single-A debut, Ovis Portes. Again, a 19-year-old out of Barbuda, which is very, very cool to see. And then Brooks Brannon returns to Salem, played just six games here for the Red Sox a year ago before going down with an injury, was expected to be here at the beginning of the 2024 campaign at the single-A level, and again has just continued to battle his way back through lingering owies, and here he is. So good to see him in the starting lineup tonight for Liam Carroll and company. He bats cleanup. He's behind the dish, featured in your battery. So how about that? Ovis Portes throwing the ball to Brooks Brannon for at least the first three innings tonight, Carter.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see for sure. You don't often see a new battery as a whole, and it's weird to see a new 1-7 on the bump for the Salem Red Sox after seeing Jedickson Paez really go to work all season long. He earns the promotion to Greenville, and now it's turned over to Portes, who you know, hopefully, as a Salem Red Sox person here in Salem, you hope that he shines tonight after really doing so all year long in the Florida Complex League. So excited to see what he does tonight, especially with Brooks Brandon behind the plate, too.
Well, Down East has some serious talent. This is a team that comes in 4.5 games back of first place in the Carolina League North. They sit at 28-22. The Red Sox are 24-27. The Sox 9 games back in the Carolina League North. And these two teams are separated by nothing, right? You have Down East sitting fourth in the North, Salem sitting fifth, Delmarva at the bottom. They sit last in the Carolina League North. That being said, it feels as though there's a gap, and it's because of the fact that the Wood Ducks are playing their best baseball as of late. This is a team coming in smoking hot. They've won 8 of their last 12, 3 consecutive series victories in a row. They won 4 of 6 last week, 4 of 6 the week before, and 5 of 6 the week before that. A hot team in town in Down East, ready to take on the Salem Red Sox, who look to get back on the right track. Kedry Vargas stands in the right-handed batter's box, and the first pitch is stifled in there, a fastball high in the zone for a strike. Nothing in one. Off the right arm of Ovis Portes, we're underway at 7:08 p.m. in Salem. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses a hair outside, and the count now evens up at a ball and a strike. Oh, what a great night indeed it is. So glad you could join us, whether you're listening on MILB TV. The 1-1. Here's a swing and a ripper up the middle. It's scooped on two hops by Alcantara. Fired a first in time. One gone on the 4-3 putout.
Yeah, nice start right there for the right-hander Portes. And Marvin Alcantara right in front of the second base bag makes the play. One up, one down. Couldn't have scripted it any better.
No doubt about it. And it sets the table for one of the hottest bats in the Carolina League, Gleyber Figueroa, 25th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. Righty on lefty. First pitch on the way to the 222 hitter. He swings, rifles one right side. Line drive foul by about 2 feet. Allowed nothing and one. Let's tell you a little bit about Gleyber Figueroa. 19-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. As the 0-1 pitch is on the way. He swings and misses at a breaking ball below the knees, and it drops him to nothing and two. Leads the Carolina League in home runs. He has 10 of them. Sixth in the league in slugging. Hitting the ball 461. 0-2 pitch. He swings and chops it right side. Charging ahead, Encarnacion. He gloves, puts his left hand into the air to pause the pitcher and step on the first base bag himself for out number two.
2 weak groundouts to start the game for the right-hander. And once again, anytime you can do that on what? 5 pitches early on? 4 pitches?
You're going to take that.
Absolutely.
That sits down one of the hottest wands in the league in Gleyber Figueroa. And here's Eric Alvarez, the second baseman, batting third. First offering. Fastball simmers high in the count 1-0. Ovis Portes again comes in, has not surrendered a single run through 4 games so far this season down in the Florida Complex League. 16 strikeouts in 13 innings, the 1-0. Misses a hair downstairs. The fastball in the count now 2 balls and no strikes to Eric Alvarez, a 260 hitter. OBP of 290 so far in 2024. Righty on righty, Portes kicks and deals. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Got him to stumble away from a fastball, and the count now 2-1.
Also just 5 hits as a whole against Portes all year long. Mentioned the 119 average against opponents. Well, that's a big reason why right there.
So impressive. He offers the 2-1. Misses high and out with a breaking ball, and the count moves to 3 balls and a strike for Eric Alvarez. Well, the first two retired via weak groundouts, staying in the infield here in the top of the first inning. 2 gone, nobody on. 3-1 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, outer corner, and the count now full at 3-2. Larry Pettis behind the dish this evening. Zach Horvick in the field, your umpiring crew tonight. A nod of the head from Portes. He winds and fires. Payoff. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 3 up, 3 down in the first inning for Ovis Portes. What a start for the 19-year-old out of Bermuda. We go to the home half of 1, scoreless in Salem. Due up on the other side, it's Zanatello, Anderson, and Nelly Taylor Jr., three of the hottest bats in the Red Sox organization. Back in a jiff, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first, high above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A gorgeous night for baseball as the Red Sox return home. It's the series opener in a six-game set between the Salem Red Sox and the visiting Down East Wood Ducks. Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Nelly Taylor Jr. set to lead off. First pitch on the way, and Zanatello blasts it high into the air. Shallow straightaway center field. Underneath it, the shortstop Vargas, with his heels on the outfield grass, makes the head-high catch for out number one.
I do like first pitch swinging for Nizan Zanatello, though. Not somebody you want to mess around with in the Red Sox order.
Not at all. I'm just as okay with it as you are, Carter. The 8th best prospect in the organization turns it over to the 18th best prospect in the organization. First pitch to Anderson, and he chops it foul off his right shin behind home plate. Nothing at one. He goes up against David Davalio, a 1-1 record, 1.89 earned run average, 33 and a third innings pitched this year, the 0-1. Misses outside with a breaking ball, and the count now 1-1. A 2.84 career ERA in the minors. Carter, you go from one impressive pitcher who's a little less proven to another. Both teams with some really high-caliber arms out there. Here's a slow roller to the right side of the infield, scooped up by Alvarez. Short throw to first in time for a very quick out number two.
Yeah, two up, two down for the right-hander, and Tony Anderson still trying to slide out of that slide over the last week. But now you turn it over to Nelly Taylor, who, you know, he's hit some impressive feats over the last week and a half, both defensively and at the plate for Nelly Taylor.
No doubt about it. 11th round pick out of Polk State Junior College down in Florida, the 21-year-old, one time committed to Florida State. First pitch, and he ducks away from a breaking ball inside, 1-0. Got that batting average up to .261. Rode into last week on a 10-game hitting streak. Turned it into an 11-game hitting streak. It was snapped on Wednesday. Stopped at 11. Here's the 1-0. He swings and tips it into the mitt of Brock behind home plate, and the count evens up 1-1. Responded, though, the next night, Carter, after snapping the streak Wednesday on Thursday. How about a 3-for-6 outing with a double, a homer, and two RBI? The 1-1 called his strike, inner half on a breaking ball, and the count now 1-2 for Nelly Taylor Jr.
And both of those were go-ahead base hits, too, the homer and the go-ahead double. Homer's in the 7th, double is in the 10th.
1-2 pitch. Misses just a hair outside on a breaking ball, and the count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes for Nelly Taylor Jr. Went 6-for-25 altogether on the week. 2 multi-hit games. The 2-2. Swing and a ripper up the middle. Hit right to the shortstop in Vargas. He takes 2 steps. Throws to first in time. No problem for Disla. 3 up, 3 down go the Sox. And just like that, the first inning is over. We flip it to the top of two after this. Scoreless in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Ready to roll for the top of the second inning here in Salem. It's game number one of a six-game set between the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks. Down East is a team that comes in red hot. They've won three consecutive series, eight of their last 12 ball games, and Carter, on top of it, this is a team that is in the organization of the Texas Rangers. Just won the World Series.
Defending World Series champion, Texas Rangers. They've gotten off at the big league level to a little bit of a slow start to the season, but they've always been good organizationally. And while they made, a year ago, some trades at the deadline and your Corey Seegers of the world that you signed to kind of fortify a World Series title-winning team, a lot of those guys were homegrown within the system, and that's a big reason why the Texas Rangers have had so much success at the big league level as of late.
Arturo Disla ready to lead us off, a 281 hitter, four homers, 25 RBI on this season. It goes 4-5-6 in the Wood Ducks order. Ovis Portes on the hill. The first pitch is a fastball that misses outside, and the count now 1-0. 19-year-old righty out of Bermuda. Red Sox just brought him up. The transactional move, Blake Wehunt goes up to high A. It brings up Portes, the 1-0. Misses a hair inside, 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count now 2 balls and no strikes for Arturo Disla, who has quite an interesting story himself. And he looks at a fastball upstairs and away, 3 balls, no strikes, 95 on the gun. Disla, a 23-year-old out of La Vega in the Dominican Republic, played his college ball at Wayland Baptist in Wayland, Texas, the 3-0. And a get-me-over strike is there at 94 on the outer half, 3-1. Signed as a free agent in July of 2023, so almost a year ago at this point. The 3-1. Swing and a lifter right side, tailing foul into the seats. And the count full, 3-2. Played his college ball in the NAIA, which is basically comparable to the NCAA's Division III. But his numbers were gaudy. Hit 428 his senior year. The payoff pitch misses down and away. A full count walk. Worked to lead things off by Disla. First base runner surrendered by Portes. Still has not allowed a hit. Runner aboard at first. Here to lead off in the top of the second. Brings up Marcus Smith, the center fielder. And just a little bit more on Disla. 428. At Wayland Baptist a year ago, he slugged 777, hit 12 home runs. Breaking ball in there for a strike on Smith, and the count now nothing and one. He's hitting 178, a couple of ticks shy of the Mendoza line this season. Righty on lefty, runner off of first, the 0-1. In there for a strike. Took a little bit off on an 83-mile-an-hour off speed, and it's nothing and two. Marcus Smith, another 23-year-old out of Kansas City, Missouri, the 0-2. Swinging a chopper right side, gloved by Encarnacion, steps on first, throws to second. This trickles away into left field. No opportunity, though, for Disla to move, and now he's calling time. Appears he's a little shaken up on the lower extremities there. There is the force out at first. The runner moves to second, and there's one gone.
I think the throw may have clipped him on the shin area. there was not really a play down at second, because even if the ball's caught, you got to lay down the tag after stepping on first,
right,
or force. So there's, even if the throw's on target, you're not going to have a play there with the force out of commission, if you will. So almost serves as a sack bunt for Smith. Obviously does not in the scorebook, but now the Wood Ducks, first runner in scoring position of the contest and of the series.
Arturo Disla stands about 5 feet off of second, slightly held on by Alcantara. First pitch to Julian Brock misses downstairs in the count now 1-0. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Now Brock, another 23-year-old, eighth-round pick in 2023. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Swing and a ripper right side, through into right field for a base hit. Disla has the red light at third, and there's runners on the corners with one gone. Here in the top of the second, first hit of the day by Down East.
Yeah, a little single punch through the right side for Brock, and not really a shot for Disla to score from second right there. And now you got something going if you're Down East, but if you're Salem, you can still turn it up the middle. Double play gets you out of the inning, and that's exactly what the right-hander Portes is going to be hoping for in the situation. Kind of induce that ground ball and try and wiggle out of the jam.
Here's Wadi Mendez from the left side. First and third, one gone, first offering. Fastball simmers high, and the count now 1-0. One gone, runners on the corners. One hit for Down East, top of the second if you're just joining us in Salem. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. 93-mile-an-hour fastball inner half, and the count evens up at 1-1. Mendez hitting 225. Four RBI, looking for number five, maybe even six right here. 1-1 delivery. Misses below the knees on a slider at 84. 2-1.
See the corners kind of creep a little bit in. Now Anderson shifts back down at third. Encarnacion holding the runner on at first. Middle infield all the way back.
2-1 on the way. In there at the knees for a strike. 94 on the gun. Evens it up at 2-2.
Yeah, that was a good pitch there on the inside corner. Strikeout also would be massive.
Well, you'll take that big time. Would be the second K of the day for Portes. He brings it to the belt and deals. 2-2. Runner takes off from first, and the pitch misses a hair high. So the runner in there safely, easily. Brock with a stolen bag. And the count full at 3-2.
Oh, that was a great pitch there. Went breaking ball in the outside corner, just didn't get the call. And trying to stay out of the double play were the Wood Ducks, and now second and third.
Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a lifter, popped up back behind home plate, into the seats. And he stays alive at 3-2. Your defensive infield for the Sox. Anderson at third, Zanatello at short. Alcantara at second. Encarnacion holding the fort at first. Long look in now for Portes. He gathers at the belt. Second and third. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball popped up into the air. Right side of the infield. Encarnacion stands on the pitcher's mound. And he gathers for out number two. Nobody moves.
Big, big, big time out for Portes. You'll take the infield pop up too. And all of a sudden now two down. You're not away from escaping the jam. And give you all sorts of momentum offensively as you head towards the home half of the second.
Here's Marcos Torres, the eight-hole hitting right fielder, 24th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. First pitch, and he looks at a fastball that misses below the knees at 97, 1-0. Runners on second and third with two gone, top of the second, scoreless ball game. If you're just joining us on a spectacular night in Salem. Portes winds and fires, the 1-0. Fastball down and away, 2-0. Now Torres, 19-year-old out of Venezuela. The Rangers paid 8 of the 9 largest bonuses in their 2022 international class to Venezuelans. That included $247,500 to Torres in the left-handed box. The 2-0. Fastball misses high and away, and it's 3-0. You can see why, the discipline there. Watching a third pitch out of the zone. Three balls, no strikes. Second and third, two gone. Portes looking for a strike here. He kicks and deals. 3-0 pitch. Fastball down and away. It's a four-pitch walk to load the bases with two gone in the top of the second. Second walk of the frame.
Second walk of the frame, and you did have first base open, so not the worst thing in the world as you get to the nine hole, but as we're going to see a quick meeting at the bump with Kyle Schmidt coming out and having a conversation with the right-hander. Curious to see the pitch mix here because now you have a force everywhere. There's two outs. Obviously, you like a strikeout, but and now it gets you out of the jam, and you're going to see a conversation now here. And it's funny, too, because for Portes, you look at his numbers down in the FCL, walks really were not an issue. We mentioned the 16 strikeouts in the 13 innings, just four walks. And two walks here, two innings in, and two walks in the frame. So I think just trying to settle him down here and say, hey, nothing hurt, you're all right. No damage done. Get us a ground ball and get us out of here. But, yeah, the walks have not been an issue. So interesting to see two early on for sure.
Could be a little bit of nerves coming up to play a different. Plus, I think the hitters are – the discipline takes an uptick. We've mentioned, Carter, how FCL to single A is probably the biggest jump. And I don't know if there's much doubt about that.
Oh, you're playing – I'll let you get the pitch in.
Bases loaded, two gone, first pitch, and Tommy Specht looks at a fastball, inner half for a strike, nothing and one. Specht, the left fielder, batting in the nine hole, bottom of the order for the first time tonight for the Wood Ducks. 0-1 delivery. He swings and tips it to the backstop, quickly down, nothing and two.
That's what you want to see there, though. A walk, bases are loaded, you attack the zone early on, you quickly have them ahead. 0-2, as Speck will call time here.
Speck, the 19-year-old in his own right, 2022 sixth-round pick out of high school, Waller High School in Dubuque, Iowa. He swings and rips it right side, foul on the ground. He'll do it again at nothing and two.
Yeah, foul by about 4 feet. It's a good thing it was, because that into the corner there in right field could have cleared the bases. New life. And it's interesting, though. 0-2, bases loaded, runner at third. You don't want to be too crazy spiking a ball in the dirt, but I think you trust Brooks Brannon behind the dish. You have your waist pitch, a couple really if you want it.
Two gone, bases loaded. Top of the second, the 0-2. Misses high and in. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball under the hands of Speck that it's 1-2. I mean, massive at-bat here, Carter. Really could set the tempo early on in this game.
Sure.
If you can keep him from scoring a single run, you put yourself in a great spot. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a looper. Right side, hit on the ground. Encarnacion scoops underhands to a covering Portes for out number three. Bases loaded. No problem for Ovis Portes in his debut. And the Red Sox escape a bases loaded two-out jam. We head to the home half of the second. Brooks Brannon is due up when we return. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball, tied up at zero in Salem on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the second here in Salem. It's game number one of a six-game set between the visiting Downeast Wood Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. We're still scoreless through 1.5 innings of play. The Red Sox able to escape out of a bases-loaded two-out jam. Ovis Portes shuts the door in his debut. And this man digs in. 21st best prospect of the Red Sox organization. The cleanup hitter, your catcher behind the dish, Brooks Brannon, is back, ladies and gentlemen. He taps the bat on home plate, rests it on his right shoulder, and digs in from the right side for the first time in 2024. At the single A level, he rifles it on the ground right up the middle. First pitch swinging, leadoff base hit in the bottom of the second. Welcome back, Brooks Brannon.
Well, it didn't take long, right? That had to feel good. First pitch swinging, ground ball up the middle, gets through for a hit. First hit in affiliated ball this season for Brooks Brannon. And, yeah, I mean, it's been kind of a crazy year for him to start. We anticipated seeing him here in Salem to start the year. Got banged up. He's been down in Florida the last 2 months, and now finally up here in Salem, Virginia.
There's Fraley Encarnacion. First pitch swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and away. Nothing and one. Yeah, so good to see Brooks back. And, folks, I will say right now, we're coining the nickname Thor for him. There's the 0-1 to Encarnacion. Takes it inside, and the count now 1-1.
I'll tell you what, you kind of caught me off guard with that one. We were downstairs doing our pregame stand-up, and you closed it out saying, we're going to call him Thor. I was like, okay.
Well, he's a physical specimen.
Sure.
The dude's jacked. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, high fastball, and the count now 1-2. Not only that, though, I mean, he just fits the part. He's got the blonde hair. He's got the beard.
He looks like Chris Hemsworth.
And on top of it, he wears a lightning bolt gold chain.
He does, yes.
I mean, he's Thor. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball downstairs, and Encarnacion sat down on strikes. And there's one gone with a runner on first here in the home half of the second.
Well, the only person who may have an issue with that is Noah Syndergaard. After pitching for years and years in the big leagues, he was always known by the name of Thor. But, you know, his time has come and gone, and now it's Brooks Brannon's
it's
time.
Brooks Brannon's
time. Exactly.
Here's Marvin Alcantara, 2-0-1 hitter, with a homer and 16 RBI this year. Righty on righty, runner off of first is Brannon, the first pitch. And he dashes away from a fastball inside, the count now 1-0. You take a look at what Brooks Brannon has done so far this year in the Florida Complex League, and he's not happy with it, not satisfied. The 1-0, swinging a dribbler behind home plate, 1-1. He'll be the first to tell you that he was so excited for this fresh start, mostly because he's like, look, I don't have to play at noon anymore.
Yeah. Oh, and right? Also, you're down in Florida, of all places, playing at noon. This time of year, it's not cool down in the state of Florida.
No. And he says he sees the ball a lot better at night. The 1-1, swinging a drive right side, hit towards the gap, and this is down for a base hit. Could roll all the way to the wall. Brannon hauling around second, waved around third. Brannon's going to score, chugging all the way to third is Alcantara, and he's in there with an RBI triple, 1-0 Red Sox.
You like to see that. Rips it into right center field. That's 1-0-2 off the bat. And back-to-back base knocks result in an early 1-0 Salem lead.
I mean, he scolded that thing right to the perfect spot. The gap in right center. Smoked it all the way to the wall. And Brannon with the speed around the base pass. Alcantara right behind him. The table sat wonderfully for Andy Lugo, who quietly has the best batting average on the team.
Yeah.
Here in Salem at 273. First offering is a breaking ball, missing below the knees, 1-0. Andy Lugo out in left field tonight. Your seven-hole hitter. 10 RBI on the season, looking for number 11. Runner off a third, one gone. 1-0. This is downstairs, and the count now 2 balls and no strikes for Andy Lugo. The San Cristobal Dominican Republic native, 20-year-old. Long look in here for Davalio. He deals. 2-0 is scolded foul left side. 2 balls and a strike. Well, last week, Lugo played 5 of the 6 games. Hit 250, 5 of 20 altogether in the series. Had a double, had an RBI. But you talk about how he really is a Swiss Army knife, Carter. As the 2-1 on the way. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, brought him to a knee, and it's 2-2. He played first base, left field, right field. He pinch hit, and he played third base as well. I mean, what can't he do? 2-2 to Lugo. Swing at a chopper, left side, foul. We'll do it again. He has 10 multi-hit games this year compared to 15 one-hit games. So generally, he's pretty much getting a multi-hit game almost half the time.
Every time he's, yeah, exactly. Almost every other time he's in the lineup.
2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with that breaking ball. Second K of the inning, and there's two gone. For Albert Feliz, the designated hitter with a runner on third, and a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second.
Oh, now the infield can play all the way back after coming in for Andy Lugo.
Andy Lugo also tied for third in the Carolina League with 13 doubles. First pitch to Big Al. Misses down and away, 1-0. You know who is first in the Carolina League?
Oh, tell me.
That's Nellie Taylor
Jr. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. He has
sir.
15 doubles on the season. So two Red Sox in the top three for doubles. That's something. The 1-0. This is in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes for Feliz. Not biting at that breaking ball. He has 15 RBI on the season. Three home runs. Batting just 112. Runner on third is Marvin Alcantara after his run-scoring triple. The 2-0. Check swing, pitch misses down and in on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and Big Al with a 3-0 count here.
Yeah, you do have first base open. I don't know if you want to walk Albert Feliz in this situation and get to Stanley Tucker and then the top, but nice AB so far for Big Al.
Three balls, no strikes to pitch. Breaking ball in there for a get-me-over strikeout or half, 3-1. Feliz, the 22-year-old out of Santo Domingo. Played three of the six games a week ago in a rough week for the Sox at Lynchburg. The 3-1. Swing and a lifter right side. Popped up, tailing into the seats, 3-2.
And now, nice job of the right-hander to get back in the count. As somebody made a nice catch down there, down the first baseline. Big Al now, two straight strikes. I don't know if you go with a breaking ball here. Try to force the swing and miss. Obviously, Big Al can hit the fastball and can, of course, hit it out of the yard, too.
Runner off a third, two gone, the payoff pitch. He swings and chops it foul left side. We'll do it again with the full count for Big Al. Went 0-11 on the week at Lynchburg. Just a tough outing for Feliz. He's hitless in his last five games, looking to break out of that slump here. Righty on righty. Davalio at the belt. Brings home the payoff pitch. A swing and a drive high into the air, deep left field for Feliz. Running under it is Specht at the left field line, and he just makes a catch as he has to range backwards. Lost it up in the clouds, but is able to reel it in for out number three. Well, the Sox grab one. RBI triple from Marvin Alcantara. He's stranded at third. But the Red Sox lead it 1-0. Top of three after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here in Salem. A 1-0 lead for the Red Sox after Marvin Alcantara scores with an RBI triple to bring home Bricks Brannon. The Red Sox go one run on two hits and leave one aboard in the home half of the second inning. And here we go in the top of the third. Third and likely final inning of work for Ovis Portes in his single-A debut. We were told coming in that it's going to be capped at three if he could get through three, and that's just to kind of ease him into things at the single-A level. Top of the order for Down East, Kedry Vargas, Glader Figueroa, and Eric Alvarez all do up. Righty on righty for Vargas, first pitch on the way, and he looks at a simmering fastball at 94. The count nothing and one. Vargas grounded out to second, his first time up to lead off the ball game. A wind and fire, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball down and away, and quickly Vargas down nothing and two. Both pitchers kind of got out to early quick starts. Zanatello and Anderson quickly put a couple of balls in play to be retired for the Red Sox early on, and same with Vargas and Figueroa, top of the order for the Wood Ducks. 0-2, drives a ball foul left side, stays alive at nothing and two. You look at what Kedry Vargas has done so far this year. He's the 16th best prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. Portes offers the 0-2. Misses downstairs with the fastball. It's 1-2. Vargas, the 19-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, signed for $10,000 in 2022. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball inside, 2-2. He debuted by posting an 878 OPS and ranked fourth in the rookie-level Dominican Summer League a couple of years back. Had 28 extra base hits in 54 games in the DSL. 2-2. Rings him up with a fastball on the outside corner for a strike, one gone.
Well, he starts with the third for Portes, and as you alluded to, likely his last inning, and actually that may be it, as here comes Liam Carroll. So you know that you got to empty the tank, and this was going to be the second time through the lineup, but hey, you got to give a round of applause here. What a start here, and even though just doing a third, very designed, and what a start here to start his affiliated ball career for the right-hander Portes is... That will do it, and the Red Sox are about to go to the bullpen. But a nice job of the 19-year-old right there.
No doubt about it. We'll step aside for a call to the bullpen. 1-0 Red Sox, top of the third here in Salem. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here in Salem, 1-0 the Red Sox lead as the day of Ovis Portes is done in his single-A debut. And it brings up Francis Hernandez, a 6.68 earned run average, 0-3 win-loss record. In 31 innings so far this year, strikeout-to-walk ratio, 24 Ks, 19 walks, opposing batting average of .236 for number 20 in the home whites tonight. Ovis Portes, though, Carter, pretty solid stuff. And,
yeah.
Got out of a jam in that second inning as well with the bases juiced.
Again, what a start in his single-A debut. 2 1/3, a hit, no runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. I think that's about as good as you can ask for if you're Liam Carroll. You knew you only had about 3 innings in him, and coming up from the FCL, making a start somewhat on short notice. It's a nice first step for him at the single-A level.
First pitch to Glader Figueroa is scolded down the right field line for a base hit. Figueroa rounds first as the ball has still not been retrieved in the right field corner. He's hauling around second. The throw in is not even close to in time. A good pick by Anderson. He applies the tag. Regardless, Glader Figueroa in there with a triple. One gone here in the third.
Yeah, hit the ball hard. 106 off the bat. And now all of a sudden, he had a potential tying run 90 feet away from scoring and making this a 1-1 ball game. There's a reason why he leads the Carolina League in homers and is also the 25th best prospect in the Rangers organization. And that's because he can mash the plate.
No doubt about it. Took the first pitch for a ride. Here's Eric Alvarez. One gone, runner on third. First pitch. Fastball in there for a strike and a half. And the count now, nothing at one. Alvarez, first time up, he struck out swinging. Part of two Ks for Ovis Portes. And the 0-1 pitch. He lifts it foul, back behind home plate, nothing at two.
See the entire infield playing in, wanting to cut down the tie and run. How many times do you think at this level do you not see the infield draw in when there's less than two outs and a potential tying run or potential go-ahead run down a third? Doesn't happen often.
0-2, spiked in the dirt, blocked by Brandon, 1-2. Sox with two hits, down east with two hits. Red Sox lead it 1-0, but the tying run stands aboard third for the Wood Ducks. Ball and a pair of strikes with one gone for Eric Alvarez, a 258 hitter. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a breaking ball down and away. Two gone.
That's a big strikeout there.
Big response after giving up the triple.
Absolutely, absolutely. You come into the game, you give up the triple, and then you get a strikeout. You'll take that time 10 times out of 10 because now the infield forced to draw back, and now you can't tie the game on a fly ball or, heck, even a ground down that situation.
Here's the cleanup man, first baseman Arturo Disla. He walked his first time up, made it to third, was stranded there. First pitch, and the 281 hitter smacks it into the air. Shallow right field, underneath it, Stanley Tucker. And the former Texas A&M Aggie has a head-high catch for out number three. Well, the second time that a runner is stranded on third for the Wood Ducks. Red Sox still lead it, 1-0. We go to the bottom of three after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MLB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here in Salem. 1-0. The Red Sox lead it over the Down East Wood Ducks, a team that comes in winners of three consecutive series and eight of their last 12 ball games. Red Sox off to a good start here, up 1-0. And twice the defense has shown up at a time where it was much needed. Bases loaded. Two gone in the second. Defense shuts the door. Runner off the third with a one-out triple from Glader Figueroa in the third. The defense is able to ring the bell. And they turn things over to the bottom of the order for the first time tonight. Stanley Tucker digs in from the right side. It goes 9-1-2. Tucker, Zanatello, and Anderson. Davalio on the hill. The first pitch is cranked down the ground left side, gloved by Figueroa, and the third baseman throws head high to first. In time for out number one. First pitch swinging retires Stanley Tucker in the nine hole, and we go to the top of the order. Nazan Zanatello up for the second time tonight. He popped up to the shortstop in Vargas, his first time at the dish. Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, still just easing his way back into things. Second round pick out of high school in St. Louis at Christian Brothers Academy. He looks at a fastball outside, 1-0. Has that batting average at .262 to this point. Was hitting near .300, and ever since coming back from injury, just still kind of a little choppy, the 1-0. Misses inside, and the count now 2-0. Has two home runs in the small sample size of baseball that he truly has seen this year. Been more banged up than not, the 2-0. He swings and rifles it foul, left side, 2-1. Played Thursday, Tuesday, and Saturday last week. Left on Saturday after three at-bats. Was the designated hitter on Tuesday and Thursday. Played shortstop for the first time since May 3rd on Saturday. He's playing short again tonight. The 2-1. Breaking ball, called a strike, outer half, and the deuces are wild.
And remember that May 3rd game was when he kind of re-aggravated that injury against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, so a nice step to see him back fully in there, per se. And I mean, like, the Red Sox fans out there are quite excited about Nizan Zenitello, and we've seen some flashes here in Salem. And
2-2. Misses down and away with a breaking ball, and the count full for Nizan Zenitello. On a three-game hitting streak as of now. Went 4 of 14, hitting .286 a week ago in Lynchburg. Two doubles, two RBI. The payoff pitch. Swing and a ripper on the ground right side. Gloved by Diesla, and he takes it to the bag himself for out number two. Now the top two, second and third round picks. Carter, a combined now 0 for 3 today. Antonio Anderson trying to change that.
Yeah. Well, and Antonio Anderson obviously trying to slide out of his little slide now over his last 26. But I think for him, obviously, he's so highly touted as well. He's going to be just fine. It's just one of those rough stretches in baseball. Hopefully he can turn that around tonight.
First pitch, fastball high and away. And the count now 1-0. Yeah, it's so bumpy, the road, right? Up and down. But you just know that he's so talented. He will come around. We saw really flashes of it. Last homestand, the 1-0. Misses downstairs, and the count now 2 balls and no strikes. Antonio Anderson, last homestand through a five-game stretch, was hitting .318. Two home runs, his two minor league career home runs, the 2-0, blasted to the backstop, 2-1.
And we saw that, to your point, the last series. So you see what he can do. He hit the .318 in that five-game stretch, and then you go into that little slide. That's, you know, the ebbs and flows of a baseball season. So not really a ton to be concerned about. The two homers his last time out, first two of his professional career.
2-1. Misses inside. It's 3-1. I will say this, especially relevant with a 3-1 count. Sure, he's hitless in his last six games, 0 for 24. Hitless at Lynchburg last week. He does rank third in the organization in walks.
Yeah.
35 walks on the year. Third in the organization. The 3-1 misses outside. Ball four right on cue, and the 18-year-old has discipline at the dish.
Well,
he takes first.
And that's why you look at his OBP, it's .274 before that walk. He still reaches base a substantial amount of time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what's the money ball phrase? He gets on base.
He gets on base.
And he's going to do more than get on base through time. But that's been a nice piece to his game for sure. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, not at all. That, by the way, is a hilarious sequence in that movie. Don't make me ask Pete again. What does he do? He gets on base.
Such a great movie.
Look at your charts, people. First pitch to Nellie Taylor, taken for a strike on a fastball in her half. Nothing at one. Well, nobody, and I mean nobody, has been more impressive in the Carolina League when it comes to two-baggers than Nellie Taylor Jr. Leads everybody with 15 on the season. 0-1. Just pulled the bat off his shoulder. Looks at a ball high. 1-1. Could really do for one here. Might have a chance to score a runner from first with two gone, a 1-1 count. Already with a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. 1-1 to Taylor. Skips in the dirt in the count now. 2-1. Well, we were talking to Nellie Taylor, and he said, I've been working on that, especially at this ballpark. He's like, my focus in BP today is literally try and drive the ball to the wall because, listen, play to your strengths, and he understands he's a double machine.
Yeah.
Two balls at a strike. Here's the pitch. Rodriguez is outside 3-1. A walk would do just fine as well. And he talked about how, listen, it's so hard to clear the wall in this ballpark.
Sure.
You know that. Play to your strengths, get them to the wall, and let the ballpark do its magic. The 3-1. Called his strike, inner half, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, plucks the inside corner and fills it up at 3-2. Big pitch here off the right arm of David DeVilio. Runners on first. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone, bottom of 3. Payoff pitch, runner takes off, breaking ball misses, down and in, back-to-back walks, and there's runners on first and second.
Take that for sure. Back-to-back walks indeed brings up Brooks Brannan. But yeah, to your point about Nelly Taylor driving the ball in the gap and a doubles machine, it goes back to the old saying, you cannot try and hit home runs. Like, that's not, you can't do it, especially here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You cannot go up into the batter's box hoping to, you know, crush it 440 feet into left center field. It just doesn't happen very often. I mean, prior to that last homestand, I should say, the 6-game set, a couple weeks ago against Fayetteville, we'd only seen 2 homers the whole season by the Salem Red Sox here through the first 3 series.
Yeah.
So it goes back to the point, or I guess the first 4 series with the 3-game set against Carolina. But it goes back to the whole point, you can't try and hit home runs, and that's what's worked to Nelly Taylor's advantage, just driving the ball in the gap and a doubles machine, like you said. And also, too, I mean, he's continuing to do his part defensively. Defensive player of the week last week in the Carolina League, and I mean, he just seems to make every play out there and right, and then tonight here in center. But big spot here for Brooks Brannan. Laced that single up the middle his last time up. And if he did that, not only does it keep his average a pretty 1,000, it likely gives, with Antonio Anderson's speed, the Red Sox a 2-0 lead.
Brooks Brannan digs in from the right side. Thor, as we're starting to call him here in Salem. Runners on first and second. 2 gone. Bottom of the 3rd. First pitch. Breaking ball. Trims the inside corner for a strike. 0-1.
And he shakes his head saying, yep, yep, I was in there, 77 on the inner half.
Already with a base hit today, that was just the 2nd pitch he's seen. Scolded the first one up the middle for a leadoff single. The 0-1, swing and a miss. 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball downstairs. Quickly, he's down 0-2. What a start, though, in single A to be. Look at the scoreboard, Carter.
Say,
bat
yeah.
1,000.
On 1 pitch he saw.
1st and 2nd, 2 gone, 0-2 the count for Brannan. 0-2 pitch. He swings and chops it left side, charging ahead Figueroa, and he scoops it, steps on 3rd for the force, and out number 3. Well, 1-0, the Red Sox lead it. They strand runners on 1st and 2nd. We go to the top of the 4th after this. 1-0 lead for the Sox. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, it's the top of the 4th inning in Salem, and you know what that means. It's time for the Fishwick 4th inning. Red Sox lead it 1-0 over the Down East Wood Ducks heading to the top of the 4th. Ready to take you through the middle innings on the play-by-play, my partner, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. Fantastic job in the first 3 frames in game 1 of 6 of this 6-game set between the Down East Wood Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. Marcus Smith digs in from the left side. First pitch, he sees a strike inside corner, and the count is nothing and one. Smith, Julian Brock, and Wadi Mendez. 5-6-7 in the wood deck's order. A one, wave and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Francis Hernandez is back on the bump for his second inning of work. Two-thirds of an inning's pitched. A hit and a strikeout after relieving the right-hander Portes to start the game. 0-2. Misses low and inside, and it moves the count to 1-2. Well, Marcus Smith, he bounced into a fielder's choice that was back in the second. 177 hitter, 1-2. Misses high and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And he actually entered the Rangers organization in a pretty substantial way back in 2020. 2-2. High and away it goes. Count runs full. He was actually traded from the Oakland A's, fellow AL West squad with the Texas Rangers and Oakland Athletics. Started in the A's organization. 3-2. Misses high and away. And there's a leadoff walk. So, yeah, Marcus Smith, 2019, a third-round pick by the Athletics. And then back in 2020, on August 31st, and with COVID that year, that was the trade deadline that season, he's traded to the Rangers for Mike Minor, former All-Star pitcher from 2019, and it was actually one of two player to be named later back in September of that year. Here's Brock, first pitch, misses high and away, and the count is 1-0. It's pretty cool though, right? I mean, Marcus Smith, you know, yeah, you're a high-level pick, and then you're traded, but you're not actually traded on that day that
right.
Mike Minor is traded, and you go 3 weeks later as a player
right.
to be named later.
So bizarre how all that works.
1-0. Swing. Get a tipper. Back into the mid of Brandon. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Baseball transactions are, like, so in-depth in how you go through the minors as well. I'd say baseball and hockey, that it really is, like, a game you have to learn
Absolutely.
In itself.
Absolutely. 1-1, Wines fires runner off from first and misses inside, and no throw down to second. So swiping the bag is Smith, and the count moves to 2-1 on Brock.
Like in the NFL, it's pretty simple, right? It's either picks
sure.
or just money or simply trading the players, not everything else that goes with it in minor leagues and this and that and player to be named later and sometimes you have picks to be named later, but still.
2-1. He swings, bounces it up the middle. It's foul, though. Hit off the front foot of Brock, and the count evens up at 2-2. So, yeah, the trade was completed on August 31st, and he was not sent to the Rangers until September 18th.
August 31st, that's my birthday.
Oh, yes, it is.
Your
yes,
birthday's
it is.
Coming up.
A couple days from now.
Wednesday?
Thursday. 2 balls, 2 strikes. He winds and fires. Breaking ball in there for strike 3 outside corner. And Brock knew it for out number 1.
Could we sing to you, perchance?
Yeah, I think on Thursday that could be in order.
All right.
By the way, to your point, Mr. Heater, it's the Fishwick 4th inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. First pitch to Mendez, says he kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Counts 0-1. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people. Today for Mendez, he popped up back in the second. 0-1 in the contest. Off a second is Smith. And here's the 0-1. Kicks and deals. Swing and a tipper. Back to the screen. Moves the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wadi Mendez, a 222 hitter, a homer, and 4 RBIs so far on the season in 2024. At La Romana, Dominican Republic, former international free agent signee back in March of 2022. 0-2, winds and fires. There's strike 3 outside corner. He went 89, upstairs it goes, back-to-back strikeouts, and there's 2 down.
Third of the day as well for Hernandez. Solid for the Sox after giving up a triple in the first batter he faced and then Kind of been lights out since. Yeah, you give up the walk, so you'd like to be a little stronger to the leadoff man when digging in, but nevertheless.
There's Torres, steps in from the left side. First pitch, swing, get a miss, nothing and one. Hernandez looks sharp today, too. I don't want to jinx anything, but, I mean, he's been effective. First pitch strikes, back-to-back strikeouts, trying to strand the runner down at second, the potential tie and run. 0-1. And it'll curl and unfurl. Breaking ball low, and in it goes. Evens up the count at 1-1. Torres walked back in the second. The Red Sox got one in the second, just in case you're just joining us. 1-0, Salem on top of the Down East Wood Ducks here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-1. And the righty deals. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Just in case, Tommy Specht is on deck. He's the starting left fielder for the Wood Ducks as Torres uses his timeout. Two hits on the day for the Wood Ducks, two for the Salem Red Sox. The Red Sox got that lead on an RBI triple off the bat of Marvin Alcantara back in the second. 1-2, 2 outs. Runner off a second. He winds and fires. Breaking ball in the dirt, and the count's even at 2-2. Nice block by Brooks Brannon behind the dish, too. You talk about his ability offensively in his story. Well, I think he's a well-trusted defensive catcher as well behind the plate. Reason why he's the 21st best prospect in the Boston Red Sox organization. 2-2. Deuces go wild. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three.
Wow.
He blew him away with a fastball way outside. And just like that, the Sox escape the jam. So we go to the home half of the fourth in Salem, 1-0. The Red Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0, the Salem Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks here on a gorgeous night in Southwest Virginia. 5-6-7, it goes in the Red Sox order. Freddy Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Andy Lugo. The Red Sox took the lead back in the second on an Alcantara RBI triple. Game 1 of 6 in this 6-game set, and here's Encarnacion who steps in from the right side. He struck out back in the second, fourth inning of work for the right-hander, Davalia. And he's trying to keep this a 1-0 ball game and keep it right where it's at. Righty-on-righty matchup to start the frame as Encarnacion steps in. First pitch after a long look-in, he'll wind and fire. A breaking ball that's in there for a strike, dropping in on the outside corner. And the count starts at 0-1. Encarnacion struck out back in the second. His average has dipped down to 284, but he's been a big plus for the Red Sox this season. 0-1, swinging a chopper left side. Vargas on the backhand, gloves, throws to first, and there's out number one. So Encarnacion retired on the 6-3, and aforementionedly, here is Marvin Alcantara. And I think, too, for Marv, somebody that the Red Sox really need to get going. Well, quite a step earlier on in the contest. Laced that RBI triple we just touched on into right center field. Scored Brooks Brannon all the way from first. First pitch as he kicks and deals. Misses low and inside. And the count is 1-0. Well, the Down East Wood Ducks, an interesting story to them for sure. This is actually, for now, the last time the Wood Ducks will ever visit Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0, a breaking ball simmers on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. So, yeah, the Wood Ducks, currently in Kinston, North Carolina, arrived in 2017. Now, baseball history in Kinston goes way further back than that. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball left side again. Vargas collects, throws to first, and there's out number two. 2-6-3 ground outs, and here's Andy Lugo. So the Wood Ducks arrived in Kinston in 2017. Well, following this year, they're departing for Spartanburg, South Carolina, and that is actually one of the more booming markets at that level around the country. So it makes sense moving down there. Not too far from Greenville, of course, the Greenville drive. First pitch to Lugo. He misses low and away. Counts 1-0. Spartanburg and Greenville about 45 minutes away. Well, with traffic, about 45 minutes away from each other. You can almost throw a rock from one and hit the other. So the Red Sox High affiliate will be just down the road. 1-0. A breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. 74 miles an hour. Counts 1-1. And the Wood Ducks, we mentioned, arrived in Kinston just a few years ago. 1-1. Swinging a chopper. Left side. Figueroa. Gloves on two hops. Throws to first. And there's out number three. Three bounce outs. And to the fifth we go in Salem. 1-0. The Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. We got a good one early on in game 1-6 in the six-game set between the Red Sox and the Down East Wood Ducks. Salem leads it 1-0. Two hits apiece as we head to the fifth. Francis Hernandez is still in the bump as he faces 9-1-2 in the Wood Ducks order. Tommy Specht, Eshedri Vargas, and Glider Figueroa, the starting third baseman. Hernandez is the first to come out of the pen today for Salem after the right-hander Portes got the start and his first ever appearance in affiliated ball. 2 1/3, a hit, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Kept the Wood Ducks scoreless. And the first pitch is a swing and a bouncer right side. Alcantara collects, throws to first, and there's out number one. Had to move to his left about 4 feet, and Specht hit it fairly hard off the bat at 93, but one up, one down, and back to the top we go.
This just feels like the epitome of a feel-em-out game.
Yes, right? That's a great way to describe it, honestly.
Like, first pitch swinging.
There's Vargas, sees a strike outside corner, counts 0-1. Oh, I totally agree with your point. Totally agree with that. He's 0 for 2, is Vargas. Bounce out, and a strikeout. 0-1. Swinging a ground ball left side, it's through for a base hit. Third of the day for Down East, first for Vargas, and the Wood Ducks are set up here in the fifth. Oh, it's fitting for Vargas, too. We talked about this Wood Ducks team as a whole. Not exactly loaded with top prospects, per se, but you do have four in the Rangers' top 30. Vargas is the top-rated guy on the team at number 16 in the system. There's Figueroa from the left side. First pitch, a breaking ball low and inside, and the count is 1-0.
Well, I'm curious to see how it'll all shake up, right? The next time
that those rankings come out because yes. Figueroa is the most impressive prospect,
yes.
you could say.
I would agree with that per se. Throw to first, and the 16th best prospect in Vargas slides back in safely. Figueroa, the 25th best prospect, leads the Carolina League in bombs with 10 homers on the year. And he's actually not even close for, well, I guess whoever is second on the Wood Ducks is not even close with four. Six behind him. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Simmers on the inner half for a strike. Third to second. Runner took off late, and he slides in safely. Delayed steal executed to perfection, and the count's 1-1.
They just kind of caught him napping a little bit there.
Oh, Vargas swipes second. No. That's why he's so highly rated. He could do it all, really, for the Down East Wood Ducks. And Figueroa, we mentioned the power. Plays a nice third base. The average is at 225. It's nothing crazy per se, of course, but lots to like about his game for sure. 1-1. Swing and a bouncer foul. First base side. Count is 1-2.
Nine of the top 30 in the Rangers organization are in high A right now.
Yeah, in Hickory.
Which is just impressive. The Crawdads.
Yep.
But
who, by the way, actually, I'll finish. Let's let you finish real fast.
Well, it's just interesting to see, like, just one step above is where the chunk.
1-2, sales high and away. 2-2.
Of their top talent is right now.
It's like in Boston, where a majority
Portland.
In the top three are in Portland.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say about Hickory, what's so funny is, guess who's playing the Crawdads this week? The Greenville Drive.
Greenville Drive, yeah.
In Hickory, North Carolina.
Well, it was fun. We had a couple of times early on this year. How'd you get the pitch?
2-2. He swings, rifles it foul, first base side.
Oh, my gosh.
Staying alive is Figueroa. And, yeah, the first base coach had hit the deck on that one.
But remember early on when, I want to say, we were playing Delmarva.
Yep.
And then we were playing the Hillcats,
yep.
and it was Cleveland, and, like, 2 weeks in a row.
Yep.
The top of the organization was playing the same club.
No, you don't completely overlap because obviously a six-game series, but at some portion of the week, it's kind of cool to see that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Winds and fires. There, strike three outside corner. Frozen with a fastball at 93 downstairs, and there's two down.
How about five for Hernandez?
I know.
How about three of the five being backwards as well.
That's a good pitch there. There's Eric Alvarez with two down, second baseman. Finally got a right-handed hitter steps in from the right side. First pitch from Hernandez as he winds and fires. Swinging a line drive right side that will get down for a base hit. Around third, here comes the runner. Throw to the plate from Tucker. Will be not in time, and it gets away. And on to second goes Alvarez with an RBI game-tying single as Vargas scores from second.
Yeah, just not enough juice from Nelly Taylor Jr. Really tried to get that thing in. It was a smart play to play it off the hop rather than be aggressive at the ball, because if that gets past you, you know, it really could be trouble. So smart to let it drop in for a hit. Just good base running all around, good piece of hitting, no doubt.
So Alvarez moves to second on the throw, and here's Diesla, the first baseman. First pitch, he kicks and deals. Swing, and a miss. Slider low and inside.
That is a large man. A lot of power in that swing.
Well, he was funny, too. We had a little bit of an interaction with him before the game. They were down the first baseline, working on picking the ball, I believe it was, down at first. And a couple times the ball got away. And it didn't hit us, per se. Oh, one. Sweeping slider low and inside. Evens up the count at 1-1. It didn't hit us, but it came in our vicinity and kind of spooked us a little bit while shooting our pregame stand-up. And he would turn around and be like, so sorry. Bad throw.
Yeah, but the best part is he was
1-1, he swings and bounces it foul. Counts 1-2.
He was blaming it on the guy.
Yeah, throwing. Yeah. He was like bad throw. He's pointing at shortstop. Yeah, bad throw.
This guy stinks.
Now that part was not said per se, but yes, bad throw.
It was implied.
He kept on pointing.
Not my fault.
I couldn't tell you who was at short at the time. We had our backs turned. Oh, and then honestly, kindly, I couldn't tell you who it was again. One of the guys came and, for Down East, set up a screen for us. 1-2. And they're ready, deals. Swing and a miss. Got him with the breaking ball. It gets away. Throw to first to complete the strikeout is there. And there's out number three. Number six on the day for Hernandez. But the Wood Ducks get a run as we're tied at one heading to the home half of the fifth in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Gorgeous night for baseball and a fantastic game for baseball to start the contest here tonight as the Red Sox and the Down East Wood Ducks are tied at one here in the bottom of the fifth. 8-9-1 it goes in the Salem order. Albert Felice, Stanley Tucker, and Nizan Zenitello with the right-hander Davalio. Our first fifth inning of work. First pitch, ready-on-ready matchup. He winds and fires a breaking ball that misses low and outside, and the count is 1-0. Well, Big Al, if you remember back in the second, hit a towering pop-up down the left field line that Tommy Speck came all the way over, grabbed it in foul ground, 1-0. He swings and spikes it foul, first base side. Evens up the count at 1-1. Tommy Speck ran all the way over from straightaway left field and made, he got to the spot in foul territory so quickly, he had to adjust all the way back right on the line and made a head-high catch for the out. 1-1. There's a strike outside corner. Went fastball at 93, and the count's 1-2. Albert Felice and Stanley Tucker. Then back to the top it goes. Four hits on the day for the Wood Ducks, two for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2, a breaking ball low and inside. Evens up the count at 2-2. Downey's tied the ballgame up back in the fifth. Well, top of the fifth, I should say. Eric Alvarez, RBI single, as Big Al calls time. Now, Big Al's average, you know, obviously isn't where you want it to be at 111. But, again, capable bat and has one of the top bat speeds on this team here in Salem. Just a matter of time when it comes together. 2-2, a breaking ball in there for strike three inside corner. And he knew it, too. It's 77. There's one down. Brings up Stanley Tucker, starting right fielder for the Salem Red Sox. And he's 0-for-1 today, and as you look at Stanley Tucker overall, he's got such an interesting story. Out of Richmond, Texas, played JUCO ball right out of high school, and then ended up at Texas A&M last year, a season ago. First pitch, check swing on a breaking ball low and inside. He did not go, and the count is 1-0. Plays at Texas A&M, and he actually told me about a week and a half ago after that Sunday game in which he recorded the two-run go-ahead double in that Sunday victory over the Woodpeckers, 1-0. He takes it high and inside. The count's 2-0. I mean, he told me, like, the crowds that you play in front of at A&M and the fan base is really unlike anything you'll see in college baseball. And they have the third-best team in the country right now going to the Super Regionals. Well, that's an all with Stanley Tucker, 2-0. A breaking ball low and inside. Moves the count to 3-0. Today, during BP, we're downstairs having a conversation – myself, Gio, and Stanley Tucker, and we start talking about his background. And he actually, I said, well, did you grow up an Astros or a Rangers fan? 3-0. He misses low and inside, and a four-pitch walk. One out base runner, and here's Nizan Zinatello. Okay, so Stanley Tucker, we're talking about his background, and he said Richmond, Texas is about 45 minutes away from Sugar Land, Texas, which is the AAA affiliate, Sugar Land Space Cowboys, of the Houston Astros. So I'm thinking, okay, he may be an Astros fan. He said he actually didn't grow up a Rangers or an Astros fan. First pitch, swings and pops it up down the first baseline. Diesla gives it a look, but it will fall foul, and the count's 0-1. He actually grew up a big Atlanta Braves fan. And it makes sense at the time. I mean, obviously, the Braves went through some rough years maybe in his prime of being a baseball fan. But the Braves, as a fan base, are still all over the country, including here in the Salem area, because the Nationals weren't around back in, you know, the mid-90s when the Braves were the Atlanta Braves, if you will. Throw to first, and diving back in safely is Stanley Tucker. But what really caught my eye is not about him being a Braves fan, why he was a Braves fan. He said, what, his dad grew up a big Boston Red Sox fan, which is so cool to see this play out now. Oh, one. He swings, rifles it into right center, coming on is Smith, and it will fall in for a base hit. Tucker to second, and how about that? What about bloop single off the bat of Zanatello? Sets up first and second, one down for Antonio Anderson. So here's Anderson. Digs in from the left side, first and second, one down. Just putting a bow on that story, though. He said his dad actually grew up a huge Red Sox fan, and he became a Braves fan to do something different, per se. And lo and behold, now to start his professional career, he's playing in the Boston Red Sox organization. That's a pretty cool story. First pitch to Anderson, righty on left. Wines fires a breaking ball, outside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. 0-1 day for Anderson. He bounced out and he walked, trying to snap a 0-26 skid. 18th best prospect in the organization. 0-1, and the pitch. Just misses, high and inside, beneath the letters at 92, and it's 1-1. Playing third base tonight is Antonio Anderson, and that's exciting to see if you're a Red Sox fan, with Anderson down at third, and Nizan Zinatello playing in the sixth hole. One ball, one strike. Wines fires. He swings, bounces it. Right side, Disla gloves, throws to second for one, and it sails wide and gets into left. A run scores, stopping at second, Zanatello. He didn't even take the out at first, so it's an E3, and it's a 2-1 Sox lead. Man, oh man, Disla, he was probably a foot away from the first base back. You could have taken the sure out, thrown to second for the tag, I should say, as you're going to see replay here on MILB TV. He fielded it, could have stepped on first, went for the force play down at second, and was hoping for the return throw back to first, but instead, by making the decision, throw sails wide, gets into left, it's an E3, and the Red Sox have a 2-1 lead. Quick meeting at the bump as well for Down East, as pitching coach Thomas St. Clair trots out from the first base dugout. If he steps on first is what I was trying to say. You take the out, and then you can lay down the tag down at second. No gimmies, per se. But still, by doing that, making that choice, it sets yourself up for a big inning. So the meeting ceases on the bump as Larry Pettis comes out to hush the discussion. So it goes down officially E3. Allowing Tucker to score from second. And Zanatello now resides down at second base. Here's Nellie Taylor, Carolina League leader in doubles with 15 on the season. Two homers, 24 ribbies, a .259 average. First pitch as he curls and unfurls. A breaking ball in there for a strike upstairs. Just at the top of the zone, and it's 0-1. Nellie Taylor, most recently named the defensive player of the month of the Carolina League. Perfect in the field in right and center, 0-1. He swings, bounces it right side. Disla again, bare hands, races to first, and there's out number two. But both runners advance 90 feet, and there's two down for Brooks Brennan.
Totally just barehanded.
He did.
That was impressive.
He did.
By the way, wonderful storytelling, my friend. I didn't want to step
on your feet.
You were just nailing that wonderful story about Mr. Tucker.
Well, it was great to get the personal side of things from him. Here's Brandon. He's one for two. Single and a bounce out. First pitch, a breaking ball. In there for a strike outside corner at 75. And the count starts at 0-1. Zainzinatello's down at third. Antonio Anderson races off a second. Sox lead it 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. 0-1. Kicks and deals. Swing. Get a miss. Counts 0-2. Went breaking ball low and inside at 81. And Brandon calls time. Brandon, a former ninth round pick in the 2022 MLB draft. From just outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Actually, about just 2 hours from here. So he's got to be pretty happy about playing here in Salem, Virginia. Committed to North Carolina out of high school. And chose to sign with the Red Sox. 0-2. He kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for strike three, and he absolutely knew it. Went inside corner at 76, and the Sox leave runners stranded at second and third, but they get a run with help from Arturo Disla down at first. As we head to the sixth, we'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
To the sixth we go at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1, the Salem Red Sox on top of the Down East Wood Ducks in game one of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. Well, it goes 5-6-7 in the Wood Ducks order against Francis Hernandez on for yet another inning of work. Marcus Smith digs in from the left side, and here's the first pitch as he winds and fires. Here's a strike outside corner, and first pitch fastball. Right at the knees, and it's nothing and one. For Smith, he's 0-for-1, bounced out and a walk. 0-1 winds, fires, swinging a lifter. Down the left field line, Andy Lugo moves over, and it will fall in fair for a base hit. It's a second go Smith. He'll pump the brakes there, and it's a lead-off double to set up the Wood Ducks here in the sixth. Just inside the left field line, and nothing you could do if you're Andy Lugo as it bounces up against the bottom of the wall. And Down East quickly trying to tie this ball game up.
Yeah, no doubt. Trying to respond in a hurry here, especially after kind of salting your own wound, right? The last inning when you give up that run in a way that probably could have been prevented. And obviously, any time an error is up, you want to make up for it as quickly as possible. And they're in good shape to do just that.
Here's Julian Brock now from the stretch. First pitch, swing and a tipper foul. Counts 0-1. For Julian Brock, starting catcher, 1-for-2. Single on a strikeout. Former eighth-round pick by the Texas Rangers. That was back in 2023. And a former Louisiana Raging Cajun. 0-1. Breaking ball. Caught the outside corner of the zone for a strike. And it's quickly 0-2.
The Raging Cajuns.
I love it.
One of the more unique.
Yes. Mascot names in college athletics. 0-2. Kicks and deals. Check swing in the dirt. It gets away from Brandon all the way down the third baseline. Moving to third with ease. It'll be Smith. He'll stop there. The count's 1-2 as the tying run is now 90 feet away.
Oh, we could have some beef, Carter, because the Raging Cajuns just lost in College Station Regional to Texas and Texas A&M of Stanley Tucker. Granted, Tucker was not playing, obviously, this year. But they did just lose at Texas A&M's hosted regional in the NCAA tournament.
Aimfield's drawn in. Here's the 1-2 to Brock. He kicks and deals. Swing a line drive. Right center. Moving over Taylor, and it will fall in for a base hit. And we'll tie the game at 2. RBI single off the bat of Brock, and just like that, even up once again in Salem.
Yeah, now it's the second time a bunch of these guys have seen Francis Hernandez, right? So they're starting to pick things up a little bit, some of these stronger hitters. Back-to-back knocks to start off in the sixth. You wonder how much longer Hernandez will go just for the simple fact that now second time through.
Here's Wadi Mendez, throw to first, and diving back in head first is Brock. Just starting to see some action in the Salem bullpen down the left field line. Just some stretching, though. So for now, it's Hernandez's frame. First pitch, kicks and deals. Just misses, low and outside. Count starts at 1-0. Mendez is 0-2. He popped up back in the second, and he struck out looking back in the fourth. That was against Francis Hernandez. 1-0. Winds and fires. Swinging a bouncer. Right side, it's through for a hit. To second goes Brock. He'll stop there. And back-to-back singles now. Sets up first and second with nobody out.
Back-to-back singles on top of the leadoff double.
Yep.
Three consecutive hits.
And
again, you just kind of say you wonder how long they'll let it go.
Still no throwing. So far for Hernandez. Looking at his line overall as Brooks Brandon comes out in front of the plate. 2 2/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, they were earned, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. The strikeout numbers have been up. Now, 6 hits, obviously, is the issue. First pitch to Torres. He squares around a bunt, pulls back, and misses inside, now gets away from Brandon. Not far enough away, though, for the runners to advance. And the count is 1-0. Torres is 0-1, struck out and walked. A double play would be absolutely gargantuous in this situation for the Salem Red Sox.
What's our favorite word up here?
Exquisite.
Exquisite. Exquisite indeed. 1-0. He swings, lifts it foul, down the third baseline, and the count's even at 1-1. 176 hitter is Torres on the season, a homer. And 10 RBIs. Strikeout, double play, be big in this situation. 1-1, and the righty deals. Swings, lines it right side, it's caught, flipped to second, there's a double play. And an unconventional one. He hit it 89 off the barrel of the bat to Alcantara. He gloved it, flipped to the cover in Zanatello, and just like that, with one pitch, there's two down.
That's big. That's big right there if you're the Sox. Able to snare a double play kind of out of nowhere and turns what was looking like a gloomy, maybe long inning into something that could be much shorter. And, boy, you could keep this game tied?
Yes.
How big would that be?
Tommy Speck now. Left fielder, first pitch, runner off, and misses outside. Throw to second will be not in time as it bounces away from Zanatella.
Tell you what, it was a good throw.
Not
a bad play by Zanatella either. Just a good step more than anything from Mendez.
So a stolen bag and a well-timed one for Down East is now all of a sudden potential go-ahead run. Resides in scoring position. 1-0. Kicks and deals, runner off again. Swinging a bouncer right side. Alcantara collects on 3 hops. Throw to first is in time for out number 3. You will absolutely take that. Just a run scores for Down East as we're tied at 2 once again. Moving to the home half of the 6. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
I'm half of the sixth at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. All tied at two in game one of this six-game set between the Down East Oa Ducks and your Salem Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. Oh, as we remain tied at two, we go 5-6-7 in the Salem order. Freddy Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Andy Lugo. Also, Justin Sanchez is the new pitcher on the bump for the Wood Ducks. First pitch, lefty on right, winds and fires, swinging a tipper back to the screen, and the count is nothing and one. Encarnacion today is 0-2, a strikeout and a bounce out. Long looking from the lefty, and here's the 0-1. Swing at a pop-up, first base side, it trickles foul, and it's 0-2. For Sanchez, this is appearance number 9 on the year. He's 2-2 with a 6.75 ERA. Former undrafted free agent, or should say, former 18th round draft pick back in 2022. 0-2, wave and a miss, a breaking ball, and a beauty for strike 3. Encarnacion retired on strikes for the second time today, and here's Marvin Alcantara, the second baseman.
Oh, even with the new pitcher, that's back-to-back strikeouts dating back to the last inning. Davalio ended up with 4, now 5 as a staff.
There's Alcantara, lefty on right, first pitch, swing and a line drive foul that broke his bat down the third base line, and the count is 0-1. 22 and two-thirds innings pitched for Sanchez. 19 strikeouts to, this is the issue, 14 walks. And the final line for Davalio. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 was earned. 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. His season ERA is lowered down to 1.88. And the Wood Ducks have won with their pitching and some timely hits so far this year. 0-1 to Alcantara, he kicks and deals. Fastball taken for a strike outside corner, and it's 0-2. Also, by the way, Gio, was not expecting at all in any way, shape, or form to bring this up tonight, but was talking to Will Howell before the broadcast. 0-2, wave and a miss, another breaker and a beaut. Throw down to first to complete the strikeout. No, they're going to say it's a foul ball, so Alcantara remains alive.
Get the whiteout out. I already written the K.
Just got a piece, and the catcher, Brock, I think, is having a conversation with Larry Pettis saying, no, he did not get a piece of that. And I think second-year manager Carlos Maldonado has the same sentiment. Talking with Larry Pettis.
As you were saying, Clark.
So I was talking with Will Howell, who helps with our video and audio production.
By the way, the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Literally.
Wild Bill, we call him. Let's see
the
replay also, by the way,
on
MILB TV. We're not probably going to be able to tell off of that. It's more so in that situation, it's the sound. You got to hear the sound. I personally did not hear it.
I did not hear it.
All right, right back to work, the 0-2. And the lefty winds and fires. Breaking ball just misses. Going outside. And the count is 1-2, and it did just miss, according to Larry Pettis. All right, so talking to Will, and we're talking about just some stuff going on in the sports world. And again, was not going to bring this up. 1-2, He swings, pops it up down the right field line. It will falter foul. And staying alive once again is Alcantara. But J.J. Redick is the new head coach for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I was wondering where you were going to go with this.
And why is that relevant? Well, J.J. Redick is from 15 minutes down the road Roanoke.
Cave Springs High School.
1-2, swinging a tipper foul, first base side, staying alive. Once again, Alcantara as he spoils another. Yeah, Cave Springs High School, the Knights just down the road. Played at Duke, illustrious career in the NBA. ESPN, now the Lakers. 1-2. He swings, bounces it left side on the backhand Figueroa. He throws across to first, and what a play for out number two.
Yes, that is an impressive play.
Gloved it on one hop of the backhand, and the throw across was even more impressive. 2-up, 2-down, here's Andy Lugo.
I mean, he catapulted that thing from the hot corner.
Did not expect to talk about the Los Angeles Lakers on the broadcast. I'm not even a huge NBA guy.
Did I ever tell you about the time that we were at the ACC tournament for basketball this past year?
First pitch to Lugo, spikes in the dirt. Counts 1-0.
And we're in line with our good friend, sports writer, Raza.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in line getting, like, tacos
in DC.
Or something. Yep. In D.C. at Capital One Arena. Right, because the media meal was these vouchers.
1-0. In the dirt again on the breaking ball. 2 balls, no strikes, still appeal to first for good measure. Did not go.
We turn around, and Raza goes, dude, that's Rob Pelinka.
Okay.
The president of the Lakers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember
Rob
you telling
Pelinka
me about that.
He was standing right next to us getting tacos, just like a normal guy. And he was wearing...
2-0. He swings, bounces it left side. Vargas collects on three hops, throws across to first. It's high, but Disla holds the bag, and there's out number three. Continue.
Well, for those that care, he was wearing an all-black, like, jumpsuit, right? Tracksuit, like, tight-fitting tracksuit. But it had, in black, on black, a Lakers logo and a Nike swoosh. So it was, like, subtly Lakers gear, but,
yeah,
like,
I'm the owner of the Lakers.
Yeah,
the president
exactly.
of the Lakers.
And we were like, that's Rob Pelinka. That's something.
Well, we'll step aside as we move to the 7th in Salem, outside to 2, between the Red Sox and the Wood Ducks. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB-TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Francis Hernandez's day is done as the Red Sox go to the right-hander Max Carlson out of the bullpen for the Salem Sox. As we move to the top of the 7th at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, dead even at 2 between the Sox and the Wood Ducks. Oh, looking at how things go for Downies, back to the top we go for Vargas, Figueroa, and Eric Alvarez. There's Vargas, who digs in from the right side. 16th best prospect in the Rangers organization. Righty on righty as he winds and fires. Swing and a bouncer foul back to the screen, and the count is 0-1. For Max Carlson, he's been good so far this year. 1-1, a 2.92 ERA. 14th appearance of the season. 0-1, swing and a tipper back to the netting. Quickly 0-2. And he's in position to record another here. This is also what has made him so good. 24 and two-thirds innings pitched. 35 strikeouts to just 12 walks. Also has 5 saves. 0-2. Sweepy. Outside it goes, and it goes 1-2. at 81 on the sweeping slider. One ball, two strikes, right back to work on Vargas as he kicks and deals. Misses low and inside on the breaking ball. Evens up the count at 2-2. So, typically, most of the time, the closer for the Salem Sox gets the opportunity here in a tie game here in the seventh, relieving Hernandez. Two balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. Swinging a laser down the left field line. Moving back is Lugo, and it goes over his head and bounces up against the wall. Around first, heading to second is Vargas, and he cruises in with a leadoff double. Second hit of the day, and the Wood Ducks are set up in the seventh.
That's also the, well, I guess not in the fifth. Second inning in a row that they lead off with a hit. In the fifth, it was a one-out single for Vargas.
1-0-2 off the bat for Vargas. And here's Figueroa.
It is, however, the fourth time the leadoff runner is on.
That's been a key. Eighth hit of the day for Down East. Here's the first pitch. He winds and fires. Swing and a tipper foul. Back to the screen. 0-1 it goes.
It's actually, I mean, they have had, the Sox have had some defensive breaks. Because they're being out hit 8-3.
Oh, the error at first was humongous.
And they've led runners, they've left runners on third and loaded multiple times.
Oh, one, he swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield. In foul ground, Antonio Anderson. He has room, dives, and he made the play over the dugout railing for out number one. That is why he's a top 20 prospect in the Red Sox organization.
Love to see it. Love to see.
Let's see the replay on MILB TV. Kind of lunged out. Goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah.
Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Hashtag SC Top 10, if you will. So F5 it goes, and here's Eric Alvarez. He's got an RBI single in this one. First pitch. Runner dances off a second. It's a strike on the outside corner, and sliding in safely with ease with a stolen bag is Vargas.
Do they even play that anymore?
I don't know if they do.
Do-do-do,
and actually, check that. That was a ball in the outside corner as the infield draws in. So 1-0, the pitch skips in the dirt. What a backhanded stop by Brannon. Moves the count to two balls and no strikes. Is it disappointing for me to say I really don't spend a lot of time watching SportsCenter anymore? Like, I used to get up with it all the time when I was...
Yeah, I think it's because you sleep till noon, man.
Well, I watch... Let me preface with this. Sometimes I watch the evening versions. 2-0, he swings, pops it up. In the infield, moving back, Alcantara on the edge of the dirt, and he makes the head-high catch for out number two. No tag from third.
Carter catches the late-night 4 a.m. edition before
bed. But see, here's the problem. They air one at 11, and then they air another one in L.A. at noon, or excuse me, at midnight. And then it's the repeat version from the prior versions until 4 a.m. So you're watching the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, because you're supposed to be sleeping.
They go home and go to bed. First pitch to Disla. It sails high and away on the fastball. Count starts at 1-0. That's a big out, by the way, too, off the bat of Alvarez. Popping up in the infield. Arturo Disla. He's 0-2 with a walk back in the second. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. A sweeping slider misses low and outside, and it moves the count to 2-0. So Vargas led off the inning with a double. He leads off a third. Figueroa popped up, and then Alvarez, a pop-up in the infield. 2-0 the pitch. Sails low and outside. Counts 3-0. Just in case, Marcus Smith is on deck. First base is open, and Disla, a 278 hitter, he's a dangerous presence in this Down East lineup. No doubt about that. The 3-0. A breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Get me over strike, if you will, and it's 3-1. All tied at 2 here in the top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem. 3-1. And he kicks and deals. Swinging a bouncer left side. It's through for a hit. And the Wood Ducks grab the lead. As Vargas scores, it's an RBI single off the bat of Disla, and it's 3-2 Down East.
Yeah, he crushed that ball. Hard hitter on the ground, 1-0-1 off the bat. just cranked it right to the right spot between Zanatello and Anderson.
101 off the bat, and they get to the typical closer, Max Carlson. Brings up Marcus Smith now. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch, he winds and fires. There's a strike outside corner, and the count is nothing and one. First time that Carlson has allowed a run since May 24th back here at home against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 0-1, right back to work. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball and a beauty, nothing and two. Julian Brock is on deck. He's 2-for-3 with a strikeout. 9 hits on the day for Down East, 3-4 at the Salem Red Sox. No balls, 2 strikes, and he curls and unfurls. Misses low and away. 1-2 it goes, 181 on the breaking ball outside. Max Carlson, the former North Carolina Tar Heel, throwing to what was going to be his college teammate, Brooks Brannon, who committed to North Carolina out of high school, as time is called. I was at that stadium the other day, Sunday afternoon, for a regional final.
Yeah, what was that like?
Another great college baseball atmosphere. 1-2, runner off from first, and a swing and a miss for strike three. So Carlson retires Smith on strikes, but the Wood Ducks grab the lead on Arturo Disla's RBI go-ahead single to make it 3-2 Down East as we stretch in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 3-2, the Down East Wood Ducks out of Kinston, North Carolina. And the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers lead it over the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. 8-9-1 goes in the Salem order. Big out, Albert Fahley, Stanley Tucker, and Nizan Zanatello. Second inning of work for the left-hander for Down East as Justin Sanchez once again is back on the bump, and here's Big Al, who's 0-for-2 with a flyout and a backwards K. Lefty on righty matchup to start the frame, and bottom of the seventh in game one of six. First pitch as he kicks and deals. Swing and a tipper back into the mitt of Brock, and it's nothing in one. Big Al was looking for all of that one. 90-mile-per-hour changeup, and he tips it into the mitt. 0-1 the pitch. Misses low and inside. Breaking ball at 85. It's 1-1. Big Al is DHing tonight. And again, Big Al is somebody. If you can get a hold of one, it can be flying for days in this ballpark. 1-1. A breaking ball. Misses high and away. Moves the count to 2-1. And still, despite the numbers, one of the quickest bats here in Salem, and really top third in the entire Boston Red Sox organization. 2-1, and the lefty deals. Swing and a lifter, high in the air, deep left field. Moving back is Speck. That ball is gone, and we're tied at 2. Albert Valles leaves the yard, and we're knotted up here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as he leaves the yard for the fourth time this season.
Well, right on cue, Carter. You teased it beautifully. Fourth home run of the year for Albert Felice, another no-doubter off the barrel of Big Al. 411 feet, 107 off the bat. Tie ball game at 3 apiece. Wipe the slate clean.
I do want to check myself. Tie ball game up at 3 here in Salem on the fourth hit of the day for the Red Sox. And here's Stanley Tucker, first pitch. He sees a strike outside corner, and the count is nothing and one. Well, it's been back and forth all night long. No doubt about that. A one. Winds and fires. Sails high and away. Evens up the count at one and one. Stanley Tucker's 0 for 1 with a walk. That was back in the fifth. The Red Sox always continue to climb back when the Wood Ducks have the lead. 1-1, a breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner, and the count is 1-2. Zanatello also waits on deck. A good spot in the order for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2, Lyons fires. He swings, lifts it into left center. This one will get down for a base hit. Around first is Tucker. He'll head to second. The throw there will be not nearly in time as it goes to third, and it's a no-out double for Stanley Tucker. Back-to-back extra base hits to start the frame here in the seventh, and here's Nizan Zanatello.
How about that? Stanley Tucker getting a hold of one. Well hit, 95 off the bat, into the gap left center. Sets things up for Nizan, who's already got a hit today in the fifth.
How about this? Here's Zanatello. Go-ahead runs down at second on the fifth hit of the day for the Salem Red Sox. Zanatello's 1 for 3. Had a single in the fifth. First pitch. Check swing on a breaking ball in the dirt as it dances away from Brock, but not far enough, though, for Tucker to advance, and the count's 1-0.
Massive, massive inning here, Carter.
The Red Sox got one in the second. The Wood Ducks responded in the fifth. Salem tied the ballgame up at 2 in the fifth. And then the Wood Ducks took the lead. That was back in the sixth. 1-0. Inside it goes. Moves the count to 2-0. Then the Red Sox, after the Wood Ducks took the lead on the RBI single off the bat of Disla, Big Al, his fourth homer of the year, ties the ballgame up at 3 here in the seventh. That's where we currently stand. 2 balls, no strikes. And the lefty will pick off the second. No throw, though, is skipping back in safely as Tucker will reset.
What, 3 of his 4 home runs have been at this yard?
Believe so. The other down at Five County Stadium against the Carolina Mudcats.
Zebulon.
Yes, sir. 2-0, misses high and away on the fastball. 3 balls and no strikes. And with first base open, it makes you wonder, does the left-hander Sanchez really want to deal with Nizan Zanatello? Not the best matchup either with a lefty on right. Lefty deals. Swinging a pop-up. They turn him loose. Foul ground. Right side, trailing it and giving it a look is the catcher, Brock, but it falls foul. And the count is 3-1.
I think he could have caught that, and he didn't quite realize it.
I think he thought the ball was going to land about 6 rows deep. Then it ended up falling just beneath the netting behind home plate. And the Sox get a break there as the count moves to 3-1. Tucker off a second. 3 balls, 1 strike. Zanatello at the dish. And the lefty winds and fires. Check swing, and he went around. So the count's 3-2 on the breaking ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Tucker dancing off a second. Antonio Anderson awaits on deck. 3-2, and the lefty deals. Swinging a bouncer, left side. Vargas gloves, throws to third, and they didn't get him in time as Tucker slides in safely, and there's first and third with nobody out. That's a risk for Stanley Tucker. He was moving second to third, and Vargas' throw just a little bit late. It goes down as a fielder's choice, and the Sox have the go-ahead run 90 feet away with still nobody out.
That's big time right there, and yeah, I think it's the right call, no doubt. It's one thing if you have the force to make that decision, but that's a tough decision to make when you know you have to apply the tag in that scenario.
No doubt about that. Here's Anderson. Turns around, bats from the right side. First pitch is the lefty deals. In the dirt it goes, and the count is 1-0. And what a block behind the dish from Julian Brock.
How about the kicks tonight for Anderson?
Oh, I know. It's as bright as it gets.
Got the neon orange.
As time's called. Oh, we need more baseballs. That's the issue right now. Antonio Anderson, 0-2, and a walk. What an opportunity for him to snap out of his little skid. Switch hitter from Atlanta. First AB from the right side today. 1-0, throw back to first, and not in time, as Zanatello slides in safely. And the right spot of the order with Anderson, Nellie Taylor, and Brooks Brannan. One ball, no strikes. He winds and fires. Just misses high and inside. Went fastball, and the count's 2-0. Well, the Wood Ducks have out-hit the Red Sox 9-5 today. But Salem has taken advantage of more opportunities and capitalized on some mistakes. 2-0. Just misses high and away. Three balls and no strikes. Down East is in danger of walking the bases loaded with nobody out for Taylor, Brannan, and Encarnacion. 3-0, and the pitch. He swings, punches it, shallow left center. Smith trails in, has room, makes the grab, tagging from third Tucker. Here's the third of the plate, and he'll bluff and head back to the bag. So swinging on 3-0 was Antonio Anderson. And there's one down for Nellie Taylor. Improbably smart there with Stanley Tucker down at third. You do not want to test the arm of Smith with nobody out and essentially run yourself out of a golden opportunity to take the lead. Nellie Taylor from the left side. He's 0-2 with a walk. First pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball and a beauty. Nothing in one. Lefty on lefty matchup with Stanley Tucker. Pacing off a third. Down at first still, Nizan Zanatella. 0-1. And the lefty deals. Here's a strike in her half. Went fastball. And that's nothing in two. A strikeout would be huge here for Sanchez. The entire infield still plays back, hoping to turn the double play. Nellie Taylor, the Carolina League leader in home runs. Should say doubles at 15 on the season. 0-2, the lefty deals. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. Taylor retired on strikes, and now it all comes down to the new guy. Who returns the new guy here in Salem after playing in six games a year ago, Brooks Brannan. What an opportunity, though, right? First game back here in Salem. 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 1-for-3 on the day in his single-A debut in 2024. Runners at the corners, two down. First pitch. He swings, lifts it out. Straightaway center, Marcus Smith has plenty of room and is there, and he'll haul it in for out number three. First and third, nobody out. The Red Sox cannot take the lead, but they do tie it on Albert Valise's fourth homer of the 2024 season. We'll step aside and come right back as the Red Sox have tied the game up. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Got a good one as we're all knotted up at three between the Red Sox and the Down East Wood Ducks. And taking us the rest of the way home on play-by-play duties, here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Well, we got ourselves a heck of a ball game. Like we were talking about, 3-3. It's kind of been that battle back and forth all the way throughout the night. As Max Carlson maintains the mound for the Red Sox, now into his second inning of work, ready to face off against 6-7-8 in the Down East Wood Ducks order. Julian Brock, Adi Mendez, and Marcos Torres all due up. First pitch on the way to Brock, and he leans away from a high fastball. The count now 1-0. Red Sox have really fought back and been resilient, being out hit 9-5, surrendered the lead 3-2, and Elise was able to tie it back up. The 1-0 misses below the knees, and the count now 2-0. One swing of the bat, Big Al sends a home run over the left field fence, 4-11, 107 off the bat. And that ties this thing at 3. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Breaking ball misses inside, 3-0. But Carter, I think you can make the argument for both teams. A little bit of offense has been left to be desired. Right, a situation where the Wood Ducks have stranded runners. Here's the 3-0. Get me over, strike is not there. It misses down and away on a fastball and a four-pitch walk to lead off for Brock. Runner on first, nobody out. 3-3 game, top of the eighth here in Salem. Brings up the designated hitter in the 7-hole, Wadey Mendez. But Carter, you just look down the line. In the second inning, stranded the bases loaded to the Wood Ducks. Third inning, left a runner on third. Fourth inning, left a runner on second. Fifth inning, left a runner on second. As the fastball's in there for a strike, the count now nothing and one. Sixth inning, left a runner on second. Seventh inning was the first time they left a runner just on first. Here's the 0-1. Swings and lifts it, shallow left field. Charging in is Lugo, and he makes a head-high catch on the run, fires back to first, and it's way over the head of the first baseman, Encarnacion. It gets into the visiting dugout with some speed, and because of that, on the error, Julian Brock is awarded second. How often do you see an E7?
And how about this? They're going to
give him third?
Give him third in this situation, yeah.
A two-bag error could prove to be costly. The go-ahead run stands now just 90 feet away.
Yeah.
For Marcos Torres. One gone, runner on third, first pitch. And a breaking ball misses up and away, 1-0.
It's been back and forth the whole night. We just touched on that. Every single time a team gets a run, the other responds pretty much immediately. And that's what we're seeing right now.
So you see that across the board, the Wood Ducks have left runners. The 1-0, this is hit into the air, foul, left side into the seats, 1-1. Red Sox on the other side. They left a man on third in the second. Left runner on first and second in the third. Left runners on second and third in the fifth. And the left runners on first and third last inning. The 1-1, tipped foul to the backstop, 1-2. So just a lot of offense left, a lot of meat left on the bone.
Oh, that's a great way to put it. Great way to put it for sure.
Down East looking to avoid more of that here with a runner 90 feet out. And a tie ball game at 3, top of the 8th. A ball and two strikes for Marcos Torres. One gone. Carlson from the belt. Kicks and deals. 1-2. Fastball downstairs. 2-2.
Strikeout would be huge here. Keep the tying run down at third. The Red Sox, though they tied it on the Big Al homer, I hit first and third, nobody out. Could not score after that, to your point about the meat on the bone.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive right side, and this is down for a base hit. Scooped up in right field by Tucker. It's deep enough and then some to score a run. RBI single from Marcos Torres. And down east takes a 4-3 lead.
To be honest, that was a great play by Stanley Tucker out and right to cut that ball off. Because if that ball rolls all the way down the right field line, that's going to the wall, and that's probably a triple.
Brings up Tommy Specht with a one-run lead. Here in the top of the eighth, still just one gone runner off of first. In the nine hole, the left fielder. Ready on lefty, pick off to first, head first slide. Torres is back in there safely. Specht today, he's 0 for 3. Trifecta of ground outs, twice to second, once to first. So he's cranking it to the pull side of the infield. Pick off again to first, they get him. Oh. That was just about as close of a pickoff attempt as I've seen all season here. But Torres makes it back in time. And Speck still awaiting the first offering. Carlson gathers. And finally pitches. Fastball in there for a strike. Nothing at one.
Well, if the Red Sox, though they gave up the run, if you can keep it 4-3, you give your offense a shot, obviously, and you're always capable in the middle of this order.
0-1, runner takes off, pitch misses down and away, throw down to second, one hopped into the glove of Zanatello, but a stolen bag is there for Torres. Well, Ron Harris, if you're listening to the broadcast, you're being summoned to guest services. According to our
they play it in the suites down here? The suites and in the bathrooms, maybe?
True. Ball and a strike, the pitch. Swing and a drive high into the air, deep right field. Going back is Tucker. He's in front of the warning track. He takes a step in, makes a head high catch, fires it in. It's cut off by Alcantara. The runner moves from second to third. There's two gone.
He'll take the out, though, for sure. But now I got to get this one as you go back to the top and face off against Vargas. Stanley Tucker's that, I mean, he plays just about everywhere. He was talking to us earlier about he kind of models Mookie Betts a little bit just because he plays everywhere.
Loves Mookie Betts.
Loves Mookie Betts, and plays a nice right field for the Salem Red Sox. He really
plays
does.
Plays a nice right field, plays a nice
second base.
Middle infield, yeah. First pitch to Vargas, top of the order, and a sizzling fastball in there for a strike. Outside corner at 91 from Carlson, and it's nothing and one. Looking to limit the damage here. Strand a runner on third. 4-3. Down East leads it with a run in the eighth. The 0-1. Here's a swing at a chopper. Left side of the infield. Charging in Zanatello. He gloves. Fire to first in time for out number three. 6-3 if you're keeping it. Retires Vargas, who was 2-for-4 with a double. Going into the at-bat, it's time to sing a little Sweet Caroline. Here in Salem, we go to the home half of the eighth, the Red Sox trailing by a run. 4-3 the score, back at a jiff. You're listening to Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, this series opener has not disappointed. We go to the home half of the eighth inning, 4-3 the score. Wood Ducks with a one-run lead over the Red Sox, but a great spot in the order due up for Salem. Fraley Encarnacion, Marvin Alcantara, and Andy Lugo all dig in. 5-6-7 in the order. Encarnacion 0-3 today, looking to come around. Lefty on righty, first pitch, and a fastball misses down and away. The count 1-0. Sanchez on the hill for Downeast, now entering his third inning of work. He takes a long look in, gathers at the belt, and the lefty winds and fires. 1-0 pitch, here's a swing and a chopper right side, and the count moves to a ball and a strike for Fraley Encarnacion. 279 hitter for the Sox. One homer on the year. It came last homestand against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Salem. The 1-1. Fastball, chop, foul, left side. The count now 1-2. Could really use a leadoff runner here if you're the Red Sox, being out hit 10-5, trailing by a run in the eighth inning. See if the 19-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic can be that guy. Didn't start the season here in Salem. Brought up about a half a month in, the 1-2. He swings and misses on a breaking ball down and away and strikes out. There's one gone here in the bottom of the eighth.
Oh, but he's been a big piece regardless of the strike out there. This is a big inning for the Red Sox. Obviously, you're down to your final. Now, five outs. But you'd like to at least tie the game right now because you do not want to. You want to strike back again.
Right.
And you don't want to leave it to the bottom of the ninth for sure.
Marvin Alcantara had probably the biggest swing of the ball game for the Sox besides Albert Feliz homer. As a fastball misses high under his hands, 1-0. It was an RBI triple that came in the second inning, set the table, scored Brooks Brandon after his single to lead off in that second inning. Since then, though, he's been held quiet. Here's the 1-0 to Alcantara. Fastball hammered foul, right side into the netting, 1-1. 6-3 ground out, 5-3 ground out after that RBI triple. One of those that he just shot. 1-0-2 off the bat into the gap in right center, went all the way to the wall. 1-1 pitch to Marv. He swings and tips it to the backstop, 1-2.
But Sanchez has been good out of relief, too. And the pitching overall for Down East has been solid all day, which is the storyline of their season, really. I mean, you look at the line overall. Obviously, Sanchez has done a nice job in relief, 2 1/3 now, just one run.
1-2. Swing and a tipper, just got a piece of it to stay alive at 1-2.
Davalio, 5 innings of 1 earned run ball. Can't see if there's anybody warming up in the Down East bullpen from our angle, but I would imagine we may, you know, Sanchez may finish this frame, and then we'll see what we got from there. But he's really quieted for the most part, these Red Sox bats, and been a big plus for Down East the latter half of the contest.
1-2, 1 gone, trailing by a run, the pitch. Here's a swing and a broken bat, blooper into shallow right field, and this drops in there for a bloop one-out single. Marvin Alcantara with his second hit of the day couldn't have come at a better time on a broken twig in the bottom of the eighth with one gone.
You know, take the bloop. Now you want to get the blast, and not Big Al's blast. You want to get another one here in the home half of the frame. And after the strikeout, to come back with a base hit, regardless of the style of it, Andy Lugo now comes up, and an opportunity for him to really stay hot and continue his hot stretch of the season.
Lugo 0-3 today, a strikeout and a pair of groundouts. Runner off of first, 1 gone, the pitch. This spikes in the dirt, good stop by Brock. The count 1-0. Well, Andy Lugo, the San Cristobal native, like we had mentioned, Carter, he's been red hot as of late. Hit 250 last week, but 10 multi-hit games this year. 1-1, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Fastball. This is hammered into the air, into the gap, right center field. Going back, Torres. He leaps, and it's over his head, off the bottom of the wall. Marvin Alcantara red-lighted at third. He stops there. It's a huge double off the barrel of Andy Lugo. You had the bloop on the broken twig, and now the blast puts runners on second and third. Sox trailing by a run in the bottom of the eighth with one gone.
What a day for the 6, 7, and 8 holes today for Salem. Alcantara, two base hits, and the RBI triple. Andy Lugo, a big-time double, and as we're going to see, a meeting on the bump. And now Albert Felicio homers last time up. Ooh, this gets real interesting real fast.
14th double of the season for Andy Lugo. He was tied for third in the Carolina League with 13 coming into tonight. Nellie Taylor Jr. leads everybody in the Carolina League with 15. And Lugo now right behind him with 14. Tied for second.
Comes at a great time, too. I can't tell if this is... I believe this is... pitching coach Thomas St. Clair. Just having a conversation with the left-hander Sanchez, but taking his time for sure.
Home plate umpire Larry Pettis saying, all right, fellas, let's break up the jamboree on the hill.
And they're gonna stick with the left-hander here.
That was about as lengthy of a mound visit.
Larry Pettis gave him some time even when he went out there, too.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to face four straight righties now with Antonio Anderson switching over from the right side.
Well, and now he faces Big Al for the second time. First time
didn't
he
go
faced
so well.
Against Felice, it went for a ride.
407?
411.
411,
107
off the bat.
Second and third, one gone for Big Al, trailing by a run. First pitch. He swings and misses. Boy, he wanted outer space on a breaking ball down and in. And the count now, nothing and one. Ready to send a ball into orbit. Second and third, one down. Sanchez kicks and deals. The 0-1. He swings and cranks it. Fair ball down the left field line. One run comes in to score. Andy Lugo around third. He comes in to score. Foot first slide for Big Al into second. Two-run scoring double to put the Red Sox in front 5-3 in the eighth. Have a day, Albert Felice.
Goodness gracious. Albert Felice. It's been his coming out today for sure. We talked about the bat speed. You put up the two runs on the double, and the Red Sox put up a two spot and once again grab the lead. And now Stanley Tucker now trying to add some insurance.
What a game. This might be the most. We've seen some great games. We've seen extra innings. We saw extra innings twice on the road last week. What we have not seen is this back and forth. First pitch, and Stanley Tucker swings and misses on a breaking ball over the plate, nothing and one. This is what we haven't seen, this exchanging of the lead back and forth throughout. Nothing to one the count. Runner off of second. The pitch. And Tucker looks at a fastball high and out. 91 on the gun. 1-1. No team has led by more than one run today.
Which is crazy.
And nobody's scored more than one run in a frame until now. The Sox score two in the bottom of the eighth, looking for more. The 1-1. Fastball cranked foul, left side, 1-2.
Well, now again, insurance would be nice, and Stanley Tucker deposited that double into left center his last time up. Last time at home, last Sunday, go ahead, two-run double. I think starting to see the ball a little bit better here at the single-A level for sure.
Former Texas A&M Aggie, his team currently the third-best team in the nation, playing for a national championship opportunity possibly on the horizon. 1-2, swing and a miss on a high fastball, and that strikes him out. Two away. Fourth K for Sanchez. We go to the top of the order with Nizan Zanatello. He's 1-for-3. Carter, it all started with that bloop single from Marvin Alcantara on that broken bat, too. It sparked everything.
It just takes the bloop sometimes to get the blast going, and that's exactly what we just saw right there.
Here's Nizan Zanatello, runner off a second. First pitch, misses down and in on a breaking ball, 1-0. Nizan, a pop out, a ground out, a fielder's choice, and a single in the fifth. Made it to third, he was stranded there. 19-year-old digs in from the right side. Second-round pick from a year ago. Eighth best prospect in the Red Sox organization. 1-0 to Dazan. Pass ball high and out. 2-0.
Well, now I'm curious to see if you continue with Max Carlson in the ninth, too. I would think so, considering he's been in those situations all year long.
2-0 to Zanatello. Misses inside. Three balls, no strikes. Breaking ball way outside of the zone, and it's 3-0 for Nazan. You got to think. Red light here?
I don't know, per se. You don't see a lot of guys that are red light, and we've seen twice today guys swinging on 3-0. Antonio Anderson was one of them.
Here's the 3-0. And he was taking a fastball high in the zone, 3-1.
I believe Nazan also swung on 3-0 his last time up. Had the pop-up behind the plate that just kind of trailed foul.
Big Al off a second. Three balls and a strike. Two gone. 5-4 lead for the Sox. The pitch. Fastball. Called a strike at the knees. And the count worked full at 3-2. Nazan on a current four-game hitting streak. That was extended from 3-4 earlier tonight. Looking to keep the inning alive here in the bottom of the eighth. Payoff pitch. Fastball, ring him up, strike three, froze him on the outer half, and that is the third out of the inning. But the Red Sox grab two, and they take a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two RBI double from Albert Feliz, and we go to the ninth up by a run. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here in Salem. 5-4, the Red Sox on top of the Wood Ducks, looking for a series opening victory against a very good team who's been playing very good baseball as of late. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB.com, or if you're watching on MILB TV. Max Carlson on the bump, looking to close the door for the Sox. On the other side, down east, down to their final three outs. They've won 8 of their last 12. They've won 3 consecutive series, but they're on the verge to dropping the first here in Salem. The Red Sox on the other side looking to bounce back in a big way after a tough week on the road, dropping 5 of 6 against Lynchburg. Flipping this on its head, opening the series with a W could go a very long way for the Sox. First pitch to Glader Figueroa is fouled back to the backstop, and the count now 0-1. We're underway in the top of the ninth. Sox leading it 5-4. Figueroa digs in from the left side. Carlson, the righty on the hill, wind and fire the 0-1. Fastball fisted foul once again, and quickly Figueroa, one of the top bats in the league, is down 0-2. He's been fairly quiet today. Had that triple in the third, but 0-3 besides that. Didn't make anything of it. Was stranded on base, the 0-2. Fastball misses high, 1-2. And you would have said, boy, he made quite the impact if he would have come around to score, but when you're left alone and don't bring anybody in, it just feels all for naught. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball simmers high, and the count now 2-2. 5-4, Red Sox lead it. Top of the ninth, nobody on, nobody out if you're just joining us here in Salem. But a great game, the 2-2. Here's a swing and a blast, line drive right field. Nelly Taylor has it go over his head. He scoops it up in right field off the wall, throws it in, and it's cut off. It's a leadoff double for Glader Figueroa, his second extra base hit of the day. That is what he does. Brings up Eric Alvarez, the second baseman. RBI single in the fifth. Tying run in scoring position for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the ninth. Their 11th hit of the day. How about that? Ready on ready now for Alvarez. First pitch. He swings, grounds it over to short. It's scooped up by Zanatello. Fired a first in time for out number one. He took his time, pondered the thought of trying to turn two, and sends it off to first instead. So the runner stays at second in Figueroa, and there's one gone via the 6-3 putout. Here's Arturo Disla. RBI single for him in the seventh. One for three. Has a walk as well. First pitch, and he lifts it foul to the netting. Nothing and one. 282 hitter. 26 RBI. Gaudy numbers a year ago in college in the NAIA down in Texas. Hit over 400, 12 homers. Was slugging 777, the 0-1. Misses downstairs, 1-1. That RBI single earlier tonight was cranked. Tattooed it. Triple digits off the bat through the left side of the infield. Ball and a strike. Runner off a second. Carlson deals. Swing and a ripper left side. Backhanded by Anderson. Two steps. Throw to first and it gets away. Encarnacion had to dive for it. And now there's runners on second and third. Boy, how does that change this game? An E5 puts runners on second and third with just one gone here in the top of the ninth for Marcus Smith. Taking another look on MILB TV. Exceptional backhand by Anderson. Two steps, the throw, and it just simply sailed wide of Encarnacion. Marcus Smith, a sub-200 hitter, had a double in the sixth. And now some pinch running taking place. For the Wood Ducks. And Brooks Brandon's going to talk things over with Carlson for just a second here. So pinch runners on the base paths now for the Wood Ducks. That takes Disla out of the ball game. And now back to baseball we go.
You know, Gio, I went down to do the player interview, but then after this took place, Will said, let's not jinx it. So back up, here I am.
Yeah, put the headset back on. Righty on lefty, second and third. First pitch. In there for a strike, nothing and one. Well, Carter, the story of today has been not taking advantage of opportunities just like this.
Yes.
Can the Red Sox shut the door one last time? 0-1 the pitch. Called a strike, breaking ball in her half. Marcus Smith down, nothing and two.
Strikeout would be massive. That goes without saying for sure.
No doubt. Double play essentially out of effect with runners on second and third with one gone. 5-4, Sox lead by a run, top of the ninth. 0-2. Here's a swing and a lifter. Shallow left field into the gap. And a basket catch is made by Nelly Taylor Jr. The tag up. A run scores on a sacrifice fly. Game's tied at 5. And another runner moves all the way to the third.
Well, at least you get the second out. But what a play by Nelly Taylor again. I mean, just he's phenomenal defensively. I mean, that's a play most center fielders do not make.
True.
Ranging to their left. It falls in the gap.
You know who would have made that too? Jostingson Garcia. First pitch to Julian Brock. He looks at a fastball for a strike, nothing and one.
You're already reminiscing on, quote, happy
happier times, if you will, when Jocelyn Garcia was here in Salem.
Just a fun, electrifying player. Plus, I mean, he was here for like half of last year and half, you know, a good chunk of this year. The 0-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball downstairs, quickly 0-2. He just is one of those guys that you think of because of, you know, it's not like he spent a month here. He was here for a substantial amount of time. Nothing in two with two gone and a runner on third. 5-5 game, top of the ninth for Julian Brock. Carlson from the belt, kicks and deals, 0-2. Here's a swing and a ripper right back up the middle, scooped up by Alcantara. Throw to first in time for out number three. Carlson with a scare, had to hit the deck, evaded the cranker, and Alcantara retires the inning. 5-5 going to the bottom of the ninth. Can the Sox walk it off on a season series opener here in Salem? We step aside. We'll be back in a jiff. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun. Sweet. At Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the ninth here in Salem, game tied at 5 apiece. The Red Sox ready to go 1-2-3 in the batting order. Nezan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Nellie Taylor Jr. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you for the bottom of the ninth inning here in Salem. 5-5 game tie. The Red Sox, two RBI double off the barrel of Albert Feliz, put the Sox in front. That was in the bottom of the eighth. Down East would respond. They scored a run. A leadoff double from Clater Figueroa set the table. A crucial E5 allowed the inning to stay alive, and a sacrifice fly from Marcus Smith tied the ball game at 5. And pardon me, 2-3-4 due up for the Sox. Antonio Anderson, Nellie Taylor Jr., and Brooks Brannon all set to dig in. Lefty on righty. Anderson is in. First pitch on the way. And a fastball called a strike, outer half. The count now, nothing and one. New pitcher on the hill, Brian Magdaleno for the Down East Wood Ducks. He offers 0-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs, 1-1.
Second time we've seen Antonio Anderson bat from the right side as well today.
Switch hitting primarily likes it from the right side. The 1-1. Fastball hammered foul, right side, 1-2. Nobody on, nobody out if you're just joining us here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Tie ball game at 5. Red Sox looking to walk it off. Magdaleno with a look in, brings the ball to his belt, offers the 1-2. Fastball tipped backwards, and the count 1-2, it'll stay. Anderson hitless today, aboard on an error. Flew out, grounded out, and walked. One, two to Anderson. Breaking ball, misses outside. 2-2.
Good pitch there, but it did miss the outside corner of the zone. Larry Pettis all over that one. Leadoff base runner, but go a long ways here would be a good way to put it, I think, for sure.
2-2 pitch. Fastball high, and the count works full to the leadoff man here in the bottom of the ninth, Antonio Anderson.
Still kind of searching for his moment here in Salem, per se.
Payoff pitch. He swings, sends a line drive into the gap, left center field, down for a hit. Anderson hauling around first, heading for second. The throw in, spikes up and misses. Head first slide for Anderson, leadoff double in the bottom of the ninth.
Well, you will take that. 95 off the bat into left center, and the winning run is 180 feet away for the middle of the order with Nellie Taylor and Brooks Brannon. The Red Sox are set up, and how about that, Mr. Heater? That snaps what was an 0-for-28 skid for Antonio Anderson. Big way, too.
Big way to do it, no doubt. He's had some clutch moments in him, particularly here at home, Carter.
He has. Two homers last homestand. One was a go-ahead homer in the series opener against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, doing it now against the Downeast Wood Ducks.
And hitting in ninth and extra inning scenarios. First pitch to Nellie Taylor. Check swing. Pitch misses down and away on a breaking ball. 1-0. Sox looking to walk this baby off. Tie game at 5, bottom of the ninth. 1-0 the count for Nellie Taylor Jr. out of Polk State Junior College. The 1-0. Fastball swing and a miss in the count 1-1. Nellie Taylor Jr. today, a walk. A pair of ground outs and a strikeout. Hitless on the evening. Leads the Carolina League in doubles with 15. The 1-1. Fastball simmers outside, 2-1.
With every pitch, it kind of just builds anticipation. It's one of those nights. We've had a lot of these here, close calls here late in the ballgame here in Salem.
We have had a lot of them. Team went to extras twice a week ago on the road. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball ripped right side of the infield. Scooped up by Alvarez. Short throw to first in time for the first out, but it moves the runner and Anderson just 90 feet away from winning the ballgame.
That's just good hitting there. I mean, you don't need the base hit. You move the runner up 90 feet. I mean, that's a good at bat.
Walk-off sack fly.
Brooks Brannon, man.
How about this? Brooks Brannon in his return to single-A Salem. First game back, the first pitch. Breaking ball misses high. Wow, wild pitch almost ended the game. It's 1-0.
That would be some insanity.
That would be wild.
They don't call it that for no reason.
Brannon led off this ball game, first at bat, base hit. Came around to score, hitless since. He's 1-for-4. Winning run on third, the 1-0. Breaking ball misses downstairs, 2-0 to Brannon.
You do a first base open. We get to Fraley Encarnacion and then Marvin Alcantara. Quietly 9 hits now on the day for Salem.
Runner on third, 2 balls, no strikes. The pitch, he swings, lifts it up into the air, back behind home plate, foul ball into the seats. And it's 2-1 for Brannon as he calls time, takes the helmet off, and takes a couple of deep breaths. Brooks Brannon wears a gold chain with a thunderbolt on it. And he got that from his grandfather. The reason being, because his grandfather had given his dad one after his dad set the North Carolina State High School home run record, the 2-1. He swings, laces it through the right side of the infield for a base hit. Anderson scores. Welcome back, Brooks Brannon. The Red Sox walk it off 6-5 in the ninth. Lightning strikes for Brooks Brannon. His dad hit more home runs than anybody in the state of North Carolina in high school. Brannon tied it his senior year with 20 of his own. And that lightning bolt paying off again tonight as he sends the winning run home with a base hit into right field for his second hit in his first game back here in Salem this season. What a moment for Brooks Brannon to give the Red Sox the 6-5 win. What a ball game tonight. Back and forth all the way throughout. Each team trading blows.
6-5, the final score. The Red Sox do it in come-from-behind fashion. And Brooks Brannon is the hero. One more look on MILB TV. Just punches it the other way. Brings in the winning run, and Brannon walks it off. He's the hero for the Red Sox in his first game back. For everybody behind the scenes that makes the magic happen, for our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, for Will Howell behind the scenes and the best broadcast partner a man could ask for, Carter Hill, I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and good night from Salem. Cue up Dirty Water. The Red Sox are winners, 6-5, the final score tonight.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.